Saltheart. Song called Drunk Kids, and probably my favorite song that you brought to the table.
I've only brought two, so you know I have more. I have more.
Batting 500. I'm just kidding.
Wait, no. Monsters Calling Home, you actually liked
that
better.
That's a great song.
You liked them better. It's just...
What's the name of that song?
Monsters Calling Home is the name of the song and the band.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you ever write a song called Amberlynn?
No, absolutely not. But that's all, you know... But I like it for them because it explains why. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, instead of everybody asking him, so, how'd you get your band name? Just like, let's just push play.
Just press play on this song.
Just, here you go.
This song right here.
So I like it. I mean, yeah.
6:05 now. Finally Friday. It is here.
So I was driving here this morning.
Yeah.
And I heard a hip-hop song.
Ooh.
So I can't find it. I Shazammed it. I don't know what it was actually at 5:40 a.m. And I rag on Christian rap a lot.
A lot. You do.
And so
Lecrae called pretty upset.
Well, that it, did he? That's nice. Kidding. Hey, he puts on a good show though.
That's what I've heard.
I was at a show.
That's what I've heard.
It was good.
I heard he's amazing.
So I got nothing against that.
What did it sound like?
It was something about, I want to say it was 99 Problems, but it wasn't, obviously.
Right, right.
But it was something about problems or, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
That's it?
That's all I got for you. I can't understand the chorus with some girl singing.
You're like listeners. You're like the listeners. That's what happens. You guys played a song.
I at least got it narrowed it down to hip-hop. 5:40. It literally played at 5:40. I was on my way here.
And it was like, the words are like, Jesus. And it was like...
But see, there's no wrong answer with that, so...
Oh, man. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yay! Matthew from Albuquerque.
What's up, man?
Dude, you know...
We talked to your twin brother yesterday.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Sean. Let me tell you guys, actually my real last name is Gutierrez.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Gutierrez, so yeah.
That's cool.
And I told my mom about the bumper stickers. She said we probably might go down to the Calvary maybe tomorrow.
Awesome. Dude. There you go.
That's good because we're closed.
So
on Saturdays, the place is shut down.
So we do got a question, Matthew. We want you, you know, if you're going to call in every morning, which we enjoy, I want this. I want to go to there. I just want you to give a word of wisdom. Like, tell us tell us anything like how to live a better life, or maybe, you know, tell us about how you scored so many girlfriends. I mean, tell us give us a little words of wisdom to live by.
Well, one thing is don't be greedy, because you're going to be greedy. You need to share with others.
Share with others. There you go. The thought, like of, the, thought of the day. Thought of the day. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. You know,
share with others.
As I say, a day without static radio is a day without sunshine here.
Oh. I like that.
I like that he said, like I've always said.
Yeah,
like, so, I've always
said. Like I've always said.
You guys might have questioned me about the bus ride not being so long. Well, it's so long because I almost live near the Rio Puerco.
Oh, the Puerco, man.
Near the casino, yeah.
That Puerco. Oh, wow.
Yeah, my dad's a locksmith. I go down and do calls to him all the time, so we live far for that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Sure. Oh, man, make sure you enjoy a Stever for me, okay?
All right, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Bye, man. Bye.
Matthew.
Matthew's in the morning.
In the morning.
I like that. That's good, man.
So you had a good morning.
I had a good morning.
Minus the fact that you're frustrated because Shazam didn't work, apparently.
Yeah, this is it.
This it? Am I magical?
I'm seeing problems. I said problems. I said 99 problems.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
All right, that's good. He's got
These guys are called Alert. The band is Alert, or the group. I don't know what you would call hip-hop. They're not a band.
I know.
So the artist?
The artist.
Is Alert. They've got some amazing tracks.
Dude, this
I'm
is
a fan.
Really good.
Yeah.
Like, even the chorus, I thought, oh, man, they're going to ruin it with some chorus. And the chorus is kind of dark.
Yeah.
It's like a girl singing, like, minor chorus. It was good. I was pretty impressed.
There you go.
All right. I found one.
I'm happy.
I found one. Like, I'm excited I found one hip-hop band.
I feel like we're helping each other. Because so, I've given you a couple
so
bands.
My question is, like, so during the Grammys and everything, why can't I listen to the other hip-hop artists? Because they always thank God. I don't understand what's so funny. Everybody's like, all right, first mad respects to Jesus.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why I can't listen to, like, all the other ones.
No, I hear... The Black Keys are coming with Tegan and Sarah? I've never seen the Black Keys. I guess I'm going to have to go.
Where are they coming to?
Las Cruces.
Where's the... I don't...
It's like 3 hours
from
here.
Oh, poor baby. You just were complaining.
You've been there. The Warped Tour. That's where the Warped Tour plays.
No, thank you. That was so hot. That was the hottest day of Warped Tour. I think... I'm not kidding when I say I think it was 114 plus.
Ugh.
And we played on this metal stage, which the sun just... Oh,
I know. I remember that.
It got me.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was definitely a warm day. That's for sure.
Yeah, no thanks.
Dude, I got to talk to you about something this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you came in, and I don't want to kill your Friday because you're excited.
It's been
amazing
so
for
far.
You already.
Yeah.
Mine has not been.
Oh, no. Do you want to hug it out?
I'm a birderer.
A burdener?
A birderer.
Oh, no way. On the way here?
I'm a birderer.
On the way here?
So I'm on the way here this morning. And you're listening, you know,
get it, girl.
Yeah,
don't
you're
stop.
Like Shazamming this in the car. And you're like, what? Friday morning, gonna be great with my best friend Steve. That's what
you have.
Debatable. So I'm driving here.
And this is what you're listening to?
Because it's like 35, going like 35 miles an hour. Because, you know, that's the speed limit. And I go the speed limit. And in the road, I see this big, monstrous, I don't know, albino pigeon? I don't know. It was a big white bird. Huge white bird.
Okay.
And it's in my lane. But I can't swerve because it's like cars are coming the other way. And I'm like, well, it's a bird. It sees my headlights. It's going to move. So I'm getting closer. And the next thing I know is there's a fireworks display of feathers on my windshield. Kaboom! Like, it either had a death wish, it was like, it's time, it couldn't move in time, or it was like so fixated on something out in the horizon, because you know, sunrises here are gorgeous.
They are.
I've never seen more beautiful sunrises anywhere in the world.
Sunsets are pretty phenomenal, too.
Yeah. And so it was probably just mesmerized, but it was in the street, and so I'm like, I can't swerve, but it's a bird, it'll move, and sure enough, dude, seriously, my right headlight has just... bird guts and their feathers, just like an explosion of like, poof. I don't know what it was.
So,
little mini.
So
fireworks.
God sent you a little dove of peace, a little white bird,
and I birdered it.
And you birdered it.
I birdered it,
man.
That's how my morning started.
Ouch!
I'm a birderer.
I think the cops are coming.
I'm
sorry.
That would be awful. Why would I go to jail for a bird?
You just said you're a birder.
I am a birder.
And you admitted on air that it was the very near extinct white. They're called the white pomegranate pigeons because they only eat pomegranates. They're endangered in 52 states in the country. Out of 50.
There's only 50.
I know, out of 50. What, 52 of them?
We're including Puerto Rico
and
Canada. Yeah, of course.
Canada's, you know, they might as well just, you know, come on over to the dark side.
Of course.
Let's just come on over.
Which, by the way, I found out yesterday, Zurbin. From Canada.
Oh, wow.
So
they are off the list. Yeah,
way
you
off.
Said they were a local band. We're sitting there announcing them, and you're like...
Canada. That's local. They're in our
vicinity.
Are they in our hemisphere?
Yes, they're in our hemisphere. Of course they're in our hemisphere.
I don't know what hemispheres are. Hemispheres are those straight lines that go this way?
No, hemisphere.
Hemi.
Zone.
The hemi and the lateral? There's the hemisphere and the laterals.
Now tell me, this is Mexico in our quote-unquote hemisphere?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Then yes, Canada is it too.
Right?
Yeah, we're called North America.
That's a hemisphere.
Yeah, North America.
What about South America? Isn't that in our hemisphere?
Technically, no.
But it's straight up and down.
They're in our latitude. They're not in our longitude.
But I thought it was the hemi and the laddie. The latisphere.
The what?
The latisphere in
you're
the hemisphere.
The lettisphere is right next to the... We're nowhere near their tomato sphere. I know that for sure. The cellar sphere? Maybe. Debatable.
It is 6:14 now, Steve-O and Steven, on your Friday morning. It's finally here. I'm excited. It's finally Friday, and it's Flashback Friday.
That's awesome.
We're going to make some phone calls today.
Oh, all of your favorite 70s bands.
All of you, yes. No. We are going to... I brought the yearbook, and we are going to... we're going to make a few phone calls this morning. They said keep in touch.
They did.
K-I-T.
They did. That they
have
did.
A good summer. I can't wait to read some of these.
I wonder if somebody's listening right now. Like, oh, no.
Oh, man. That would be great, though. Oh, wow. Oh, we're just playing the whole theme song. We're just going to go the whole... All right. How about we play some Monsters Calling Home?
I'm excited.
All right. We got some Monsters Calling Home, and the song is... Monsters calling home. They're really into themselves. Static Radio. Oh,
that was Monsters Calling Home.
There's been silence. I was not in the delay. You were okay. That's my.
I was
fault.
At the. I was at the helm.
Yeah,
that's my bad.
No, it's not your bad. You're.
But I was listening to the headphones. I could still hear them.
Yeah,
they weren't playing.
Yeah.
Anyway, it does sound in my headphones like I'm in a box.
It's weird, right?
Is that you too?
Yeah. See, it's the headphones. Because watch when you. Huh? No, it does sound like you're in a box. Here, you want me to fix that? You want to?
I don't know. You just bang on things and then. Oh, yeah.
So are you hosting now?
I'm hosting.
Okay.
No, I'm not because my microphone.
You have three mics on. That could be part of the problem.
No, I tried. That's what I was trying. I was attempting.
You're attempting to. Okay.
I try to figure it out.
What, so you got to do all the welcome to Static Radio.
Welcome to Static Radio.
Static. Steven and Steve-O in the morning.
You're doing it all.
Sorry.
You're doing it all.
Sorry.
Welcome to Static Radio. I'm serious. It sounds like I'm talking to your microphone. It's so distracting. Welcome to Static Radio in the mornings, 88.3. Here with Steven, Christian, and Steve-O.
Yeah.
Who's in another room trying to fix my mic. Now it's definitely not working. Okay. Now I think you did it.
Yep,
you did it. Whatever you did over there. That was Monsters Calling Home, a great band from Southern California.
Are they really?
Yeah. From Southern California.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I can, you know, hear. Wow. Got some great bands heading up for you. We got some.
It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
Steven Keach. No, it's fine. I'm doing it. You're just, you know, it's just, I'm still in a box.
Are you?
I'm in a box. So I'm going to switch over to this one where it actually makes it sound like I'm in the year 2000 instead of like 1964. So, how common is your birthday, Steve-O?
I don't know.
Listen to this. You know how we debated whether, you know, how that's to show a good friend was to know their birthday. I know yours is July 16th.
Booyah!
Look at that. That's
you
pretty...
are amazing.
There you go. Anyway, so want to know how many losers are selfishly sharing your birthday? There is a new chart online that shows you the popularity of all 365 days of the year. The two least popular dates are February 29th and Christmas. That's so random, right?
Right.
Why? Is it just because a lot of people
plan? Why
it's
the least popular?
Yeah.
My younger son is right near Christmas, actually. He was almost New Year's. We missed.
All 10 of the most popular dates are in September, about 9 months after the holidays. Oh.
It's because you're locked indoors. I mean, let's be honest.
That's true.
What else?
I get it.
Keep it warm.
Ever wonder why, how many? Okay, so statisticians put together a chart of all 365 days of the year based on total births on each of those days between 1973 and 1999. So check out the date. That's incredible. Why? I don't know. People have a lot of time on their hand. You know what I'm saying? What statisticians? Why can't I say that word?
I have no idea.
Say it.
Statisticians. I do this for a living. I got to be honest. I have a really deep voice in the morning.
That's good.
It sounds good. Yeah.
But that's pretty funny.
Would you like a little low end on your mic?
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind.
A little low in there?
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problems, man. How we doing so far?
We're doing good.
You still want to run the show?
I'm running it. There's a timeout. I didn't say I want to run the show. I just said I wanted to try to run the board.
Yeah, well, that's running the show, because if you're running the board, usually the person on the board is the one that has to do all the 88.3 FM is KLYT Albuquerque. Good morning.
It's, look at that. You know, look at that.
Hey, good job.
I figured out where that button is.
Yep.
Look at this. Oh, no, now I'm playing Tetris and Cops at the same time.
That's because you have two faders and you have to...
Got it. Got it.
For everyone else listening, I apologize. You're like a kid in a candy store.
I am.
Hey, that was good.
Look what
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of this.
You're learning.
You're learning.
You're really good.
This is awesome. I'm just going to push buttons all day.
I promise you, we have an exciting show this morning.
We do.
We have a lot to talk about this morning.
And I want to call people. I feel like that's kind of why you brought me in. You know, one of the few reasons.
I brought you in to have fun.
That's true, too. But I'm saying, I've got like at least three friends in the world that I claim.
Right.
And we could call them.
I like that.
In other bands and just be like, why would you write such a horrible song?
Is that really the time for a rim shot? Like...
Let me just tell you, there's no bad time for a rim shot. Let me just tell you that. I mean, there's not like a moment in the world where I'm just like, this is not good. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
It is.
Let's call people. We're going to call your ex-friends.
My ex-friends. That's
from
right.
Your yearbook.
I brought my yearbook in, and I had my high school yearbook, but I thought that wasn't nearly long enough, so I dug up my middle school yearbook, and I've got some phone numbers from there.
Oh, wow.
Like, we're going back.
We are going back.
We're going way back in time. So we're going to call them up this morning and see how they've been for the last 15 years.
That's awesome.
Or so, yeah. Something like that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then along with that, we got a lot of stories to get to this morning. One about... Smartphone face. That's hard to say.
Smartphone face.
Yeah. You may be suffering from it. It's a serious epidemic, and it's real. And I just learned about it, and I'm throwing away my iPhone.
No, you're...
I want to now.
I'll take it.
Because I can't believe this. It's real.
Radioactive waves in your head?
Oh, dude. We have some scary health stories this morning.
All right.
One includes coffee. One includes tapeworms.
Oh, no. I don't know if I want to talk about that.
And one includes your smartphone.
All right. I'm ready. Let's do this.
So we'll do that. Right now, though, we got some Stephen Keach for you. You want to do this? Do you know how to do this?
Nope. Yep. I drag. Am I drag?
No.
Okay.
Fail.
So,
fail.
Do I just...
Oh,
just...
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Look what I did.
Yeah.
Look, Mom. This is Stephen Keach from East Nashville, hailing from one of the greatest cities of all time. With his new song, Black Coffee, Stephen Keach. Static! Static Radio, that was Stephen Keach.
That's right.
Pretty good. Man, we got a lot to talk about. You said you wanted to read some stories. You had some...
I do.
iPhone stories. Some about melting faces.
Yes, dude! Tell me you don't have this problem. It's called smartphone face. I think you do have that problem.
I have a smart face in your face.
According to a new study, you might be developing smartphone face. In case you didn't have enough to worry about health-wise. If you stare at your phone too much, apparently you might develop smartphone face. It's when your head is tilted downward so much from staring at your phone, your skin actually starts to lose its tightness. And you develop sagging skin, drooping jowls, a double chin, and extra wrinkles.
Come on. Well, at least the back...
I kid you not.
At least the back of my neck still looks good.
Dude, skin tightening and chin implant surgeries are up in the United States right now because of what they call smartphone face. Or...
That is a joke.
I'm serious. This is totally made up.
Yeah, it is.
It's got to be made up.
That's ridiculous. Here's the funny thing. It's like the iPhones have only been around for a few years, and so you're telling me that all these people are like suddenly... I think it's just a good excuse. Honey, look,
yeah.
Like even this, I do need that double chin job.
Dude, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons say tons
yeah,
of people.
There you go.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Tons of people are developing smartphone face without realizing it. And as a result, skin tightening treatments and chin implants are two of the fastest rising cosmetic surgeries
nice.
In the nation.
That's like Starbucks sitting there going like, you know, they really did. They came out with a study that's like, coffee isn't bad for you. No, we've researched and researched yeah. and researched and there's nothing.
It's okay. We're okay. It's actually, for the coffee fan, it made me very, very excited for Sopo this morning, according to a new study.
Okay.
We're just moving on. This is the health corner. This is the health corner.
Health corner with Steve-O.
Apparently, your coffee addiction is actually saving your life.
Yes!
Yeah!
Woo!
I believe we both have a pseudo coffee.
No. There's no pseudo about it. I'm not gonna lie.
It's full on for you.
It is full on for me.
You have like six a day. I was telling Chrissy how much coffee. Like you come in with the bucks.
Well, no. Wait. That if I don't come in with the bucks, I'm going to the pot. You know, I'm going to the coffee pot. You know, at least you know a little something.
Yeah.
Right. No, and then we have an espresso machine at home.
Yeah.
So like even last night before we came over to your house.
Yep.
I was jamming it.
Man, I can't have coffee after like 3 p.m. without
if you leave it on the counter and it dries,
mind.
Okay, then you take a razor, you chop it up a little bit, make some lines. You think I'm joking? That stuff is
You
awesome.
Are like, seriously, you
no,
streamline the coffee?
Yeah,
what
I
is
do.
That? What do the kids say these days?
Streamline the
streamline?
Coffee?
Streamline? What is it?
That's not it.
That's not it.
Whatever that is, that's not it.
That's not what they say. Oh, well,
right.
Apparently your coffee addiction,
are.
Yeah, it's saving your life. A new study by the National Cancer Institute found that drinking at least, all right, you ready for this?
At least.
6 cups of coffee
Praise
a day.
Him.
Yeah. It's actually great for you.
Okay.
Men who drank at least 6 cups per day had a 10% lower chance of dying, and for women it was 15%.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, that's it. In general?
Yeah, in general. 10%.
Wait, I don't get it. Why?
Here's my favorite sentence of this entire study. Researchers have no idea why.
This is ridiculous. That is the most asinine thing I've ever
yeah.
heard. That's just a random statement.
Yeah, pretty much. Know. How many cups of coffee did you drink? 6?
You're
Do you have
live.
Cancer? No.
There it is!
Proof! Proof! Awesome! All right,
you could say that with literally anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know.
You really could?
Oh, God, I thought you had some like
I'm just saying.
Cellular osmosis kind of something.
Yeah, well, it's a research by the National Cancer Institute, apparently.
/ Starbucks.
It's great for you. The researchers aren't exactly sure why coffee is saving lives, but drinking regular versus decaf actually didn't make a difference. So
what?
That's
see yeah. that's strike two yeah. for me right there.
They haven't found any hidden antioxidants in coffee that make it good for you. Their best theory is that there's something soothing about coffee.
There is something soothing.
Either
about
drinking it, making it, or the social aspects of drinking it with
All
other people.
Above.
It's good for your mental health, which is also good for your physical health. Therefore,
I like that.
Go drink coffee and sit in a coffee shop all day.
You know, but what if this turns out to be like you know, like. People in like the 50s were like 9 out of 10 doctors.
Yeah,
smoking is good for your unborn baby.
Right.
It's probably gonna end up like that. We're all gonna be like, you know, 56. Like, I should have done that. That was a bad mistake. I have no arms now. No, but for real though, I think about it all the time. As far as like cell phones,
right?
Okay, so coffee's been around for centuries. You know. So,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought Folgers invented coffee.
Yeah, they kind of. So I think the cell phones are good. We're the biggest guinea pigs. Like, okay, such as like in Europe right now,
yeah.
when you buy a cell phone, it comes with a warning.
Yeah.
These waves are you know,
harmful.
Harmful.
Yep.
In America, we're just like, wait. If it's not the 5, I don't want to die from it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not right. the next generation, then it's, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're pretty trusting of our technology.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think about that all the time. Even the fact that my cell phone's just in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the crazy thing is, we sleep next to our, you know, it's next to our head.
Here's
when we sleep.
I'm going to freak you out even worse because my alarm clock measures my sleep patterns, so it has to be under my pillow. So
oh,
I sleep with my cell phone on under my pillow.
And so you got to think that every 15 minutes or whatever you set your iPhone to, every 15 minutes,
cellular.
It's hitting you.
Yeah.
Those waves are getting
through my brain.
Wow.
I kid you. And I do that every night.
So I wonder when we're all like, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old, I mean, what are our health issues?
Heck with that one. We're like 45. Yeah.
Who knows? We're the grand guinea pigs.
Yeah, we really are. We really are. So, but if a study came out tomorrow that said your cell phone was giving you cancer, would you get rid of your cell phone?
Yeah.
Would you? Would you really?
What I'm saying is that there's some cell phones that emit less. I would go to a phone that I'm not going to be like texting and Instagram and Twitter.
So then the thing comes out and then, you know, Sprint or whoever goes, our cell phones emit less. Buy our phone. You know, every company would have
Absolutely.
That slogan. Oh, yeah, no, these are great for the earth, for the environment. And your brain, get this one.
Yeah.
Now less cancer.
Now with less cancer.
I just think anytime, especially if it's funded by a company,
absolutely,
you know,
no,
it's
I agree.
Just, it's I agree. Jicky. I don't know. Anything and everything. Being in the sun too long can kill you.
It's true.
So should you stop hiking? Because you're super outdoorsy. You guys are all crazy.
No, I'm not going.
This is why I sit on the computer for 12 hours a day and play Warcraft. Because I'm not going to get skin cancer. I'm not. My doctor said that was doctor prescribed.
I'm also not going to get more friends.
Do you know how many friends I have?
Wait, now online
Dude,
or in real life?
Yeah, I have Thorandian. All right,
Thorandian.
We've been friends for years. All right, it's really, really good friends. Yep. Decimator. All right, Bloodhold, the dragon elf. I have, dude, long, long time friend. Let's see. There's Zurbanius. Yeah, yeah. It's actually the lead singer of Zurban. Yeah, that's his band. That's his character.
Are you seeing what I'm doing here?
Zurbanius. I like what you're doing.
The reason that I think that the square root of -1 is always going to be impossible is because
I wish I were that smart. It's funny that people go there when you play video games. Apparently, you're like a nerd and it makes you smart. I don't know what that's all mumbo jumbo to me. I'm not like a computer whiz. I just like playing video games. I'm just saying. Do you know how to answer the phone?
Hey, we're going to try.
Okay, press that button.
This one?
Yep.
Here you go.
And then hit phone. Phone down here. See it?
No.
Right there. No.
Yep.
Right. To your right. One more.
Static
radio.
Static.
So I guess I'm going to die because I'm in the sun all day and I have the phone and I need to make calls all day.
Pool boy from Grotes. Yeah, dude, come on. We're all going to die.
That's why it's important that we give our lives to Christ and live for Christ. So if we do happen to die with the phone jammed in our ear and our skin melting off our body, we'll know we're going to heaven.
Yeah.
That's true.
There you go.
You must got a killer.
Later.
Later.
That dude probably has a killer tan.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You're close. No. Wrong. If you hit the dog button. No. Yeah. No. Here.
Drop.
There you go. That's good. That's good. Now you gotta turn the phone down.
No one call in because I have no idea what I'm doing.
This is the best, though. I love it.
It's good.
How do your levels feel? Do you feel
I feel good. I was a little quieter than you.
You were.
It's okay.
But you have a much softer voice than me.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. It's Steven.
Hey, it's Steven.
Hey, Albuquerque. How are you guys doing today?
How are you?
Hey.
I hate talking in between songs.
Yeah.
I hate it.
But you sound so great. Hey, everybody. Hi, this is Steven.
No,
you don't say that.
It's pretty scripted. No, I don't say, hey, it's Steven.
We love being in Albuquerque. It's probably our favorite city in the world to play at. You said that at Edgefest.
Don't recall.
You said it's one of our favorite cities.
Oh, it is one of our favorite cities. You said that. You guys have a great... Oh,
yeah.
Look what I found. You have played this one. You have a great... Yeah, no, I love playing Albuquerque.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. I would say it's top 20. In the world, that's a lot of cities.
That's okay. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
You can answer the phone.
Oh,
our phone line keeps ringing. 505-338.
You guys think this is a good idea now? Static. Static.
Hello.
Oh, hey, how you going?
Oh, good. What's going on?
What's up? Just calling from Australia again to see if you can answer the phone.
Hey, you are wasting so much money.
Oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Oh, no, it's worth it.
That's so amazing.
from Australia.
That's great. What's on your mind today?
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Static Radio here.
Hey, we are here.
We are.
Welcome.
It's good. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you want your headphones up, down?
I'm good.
You're good?
Right there. Okay. That's
right
good.
Right there. Steven running the board this morning.
I am. So there's going to be some faux pas, but you know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Woo! Look at me. Man, yeah. What a good morning. So far, so good. It's Friday. Friday. I'm headed to Santa Fe this weekend.
You are?
Yeah, I'm getting out of town.
That's cool. Yep. You're going to have fun.
I'm taking the train.
You know I'm going with you, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, we're telling the people.
We're telling the people.
Do you really want to do that?
Yeah. We will be leaving on the Sunday 7 a.m. train.
Oh, why would you do that? It's going to be packed now.
Whatever.
I wanted the train to be empty.
Why?
I don't know, so that we can enjoy it. It's a long train line ride.
Come on, ride that train.
It's like an hour.
Ride it. Come on. I want to. Let's do that.
Come on, ride the train. And ride it.
There you go.
Can we sing that all the way while we're on the train?
Yes, the whole way.
Man, the whole way.
It's like 99 bottles of beer, but you know.
Yeah, just the train. Come on, ride that train.
We're riding it.
And ride it.
We're riding it.
Come on, ride a train.
We're riding it.
That'd be horrible. Yeah. Or train songs.
Just all the train songs we can possibly
Drops to Jupiter, is that
Drops
train?
Drops Jupiter in here.
Yeah. What's
Why
the new
you
one?
Why suddenly look like Stevie Wonder? He's leaned back from the microphone and just closed your eyes.
What's it?
You did.
Stevie Wonder doesn't close his eyes.
He does.
How would you know that he always wears sunglasses?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good point.
Do you want to answer the phone?
I don't really. No. Oh. Actually, no. I really don't.
This okay, so.
Ridiculous.
Okay, that.
Static.
Static Radio. What's going on, guys?
What up?
Hey, this is Joseph, man. Hey. Cats aren't on iHeartRadio, brother. You know that?
We what?
You're not on iHeartRadio.
That's because iHeartRadio is an app made specifically for Clear Channel.
Oh.
The corporate and we
monsters.
Are not part of Clear Channel.
Other Christmas
makers
down there, man.
Yeah.
Because they are owned by the dark side.
Exactly. So are they really Christian stations because they're owned by Clear Channel? I'm just kidding.
Jeez. That's a good question. Or are they just corporate people trying to make money?
I am not going to answer that right now on the air, but yes.
Let's not go there. Well, see, my dilemma is I miss my morning show while I'm at work. I just can't.
Oh, like, check this out. mystaticradio.com/mornings.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to download. There's a few.
I can do that with my smart face phone.
Yeah, you can. Yes, every single show. In fact, if you. What kind of smartphone do you have?
Well, I have one of those little character guys, you know, Android.
Oh, okay. That's totally cool. Check it out. You can subscribe to our podcast and it'll download every single day.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Keep Your Jersey Clean is probably one of my favorite shows.
How many minutes behind you? I can call in and talk about a subject you guys aren't even talking about no more. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah just get, hey, why not? We could. Hey, we switch gears. I mean, literally, we are so ADHD that we start one conversation, end up in totally different
place. And here's the other thing. You don't need the iHeartRadio app because Static Radio has its very own app.
That's true.
On the Android market. It's the Static Radio app, and you can stream us live through the
that
app.
I still do here. As soon as I open my job site up and get these guys working for
there
me.
There you go.
There you are.
There right, you go, my friend.
He's the foreman.
Rocket, you guys have a great morning, and don't forget your coffee.
All right, you too, Joseph. Thanks, man.
Thanks, later. Joseph.
All right. There it is.
Oh, wow.
You're doing it. You're doing it, buddy. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks, man. That was a successful phone call.
That was a successful phone call.
Just letting you know, if you call me, I'm fielding these calls. So you will be talking to me instead of the robot.
You are literally... wow, dude, we've got 3 requests this morning for John Schlitt's new song, Hope That Saves the World. I kid you not.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 1, 2, and then one from yesterday.
That's his sister.
Stop.
I'm just serious.
And then look, from Tim. Yeah. Love that new John Schlitt song, Hope That Saves the World. You guys need to play it. It
all
rocks.
Right. I'm not complaining.
Are we going to play that this morning?
I just want to sing along with it. We should all just get in there and do some haze.
Yeah. You know, 1 week from today, actually, John Schlitt's going to be...
on the radio.
On the radio. Well, yeah, we're going to be doing...
Static 500.
That's right.
We're doing it up.
Tell the people about it.
Well, we're going to be doing an amazing You know,
you can call it a fundraiser.
I was going to, but then I stopped myself.
It's kind of a fun. Yeah.
It's kind of a fundraiser.
I see what you did there.
Don't have any of those.
There you go. Right. Say it again.
It's kind of a fundraiser.
Oh.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be talking with a lot of good friends. You know, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know, this radio station needs your support. Mm-hmm. Like we just talked about, there's other radio stations that are funded by, you know, people that are out to make money.
Yeah.
We're not out to make money.
Corporate America.
Corporate America.
Corporate America.
We should write a song like that.
Yeah.
You should.
Okay. If you give me the melody, I will sing the words.
Start a song, Corporate America. Anyway, we're going to be talking with a lot of good friends.
Yeah.
Talking with you guys. You know what? We're going to be honest. We kind of need your money.
Yeah, we need support.
Static Radio is funded by the listener.
What would happen if zero people bought an Amberlin record?
I would not be sitting right here.
Yeah.
Because you are
using
me for
who I am. Well, no, you probably would.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're friends in real life.
I knew you before your first record even released. How about that?
I knew you before the first
How about
record?
That?
That's good. Yeah, it's true.
I didn't know you were actually going to be successful.
That's true. You took a gamble.
I did.
You've lost many times. This time,
should I be this guy's friend? You never know.
You never
know. Decade from now, he could be pseudo famous.
It's true.
One out of every five grocery stores may recognize him.
It's true. But next week we're going to be doing a Static 500.
That's right.
Listen in, support us. You know, even if it's like $1, $2, $1 million, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, $1 million, and I might come here full time.
You know what? How about this? If somebody were listening and said, what can we do to get Stephen Christian here full time? You donate $100,000 to the station.
Whoa.
That will give enough money for salary, a move, that's more than enough.
That is more
right?
than enough.
So if somebody did that, you'd stay.
I mean, that is 1/100th of what I usually make on a Wednesday. Yeah. But I'm down. I'm down to try.
All right. You know? There it is. It's 6:58 now. Static Radio, Steve-O, Steven, and Mitch in studio with the biggest earrings I've ever seen, ever. No. You don't get to come on yet. You're wet. What are you doing? He's running the show.
I'm running the
show. He's running the
show. That's how I do.
You're not here yet.
Got it.
Oh, you got it? Oh, thank you, Lord.
This is the Daylights. The song's called A Hope That Gets to You.
I've been searching for a couple.
Me without you. I was really hoping Steven was still running the board in this moment because I don't want to have to say the name of that song. What is that?
Cardiff Giant.
What just happened?
I am all robot and...
Anyway, talking about the Static 500 fundraiser.
Yeah,
there's a few things we need in the studio. That's all right, man. I can just take over the whole show. It's fine. So we're here. It's a good Friday. How's your Friday going?
My Friday's going good.
All right.
Or going well.
Going
I guess
well.
Would be the correct way to
yeah,
say
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Way better.
Yes.
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 No, it's not way better. I'm talking into your mic.
I know.
You switched.
So you've been listening to this show this morning?
I was.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do not.
You do not.
I have a Crackberry.
Crackberry. Hey.
Yeah.
Maybe you're getting less raised than us and we just don't know it.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe so. You know, as far as a business phone?
Yeah.
Like
I'm sure.
Email and making phone calls and text messages.
Did you know that iPhone also has email and text messaging?
Yes. Yes, but that's all this does. You can download apps to this one that are supposed to be fun.
Right.
But after you get a handful of them on here, you get this little thing that says, your memory is too full. So delete some of the things that you downloaded.
Oh my gosh. So you have a limited amount of apps that you can have.
So for a business, if you're not going to play, I feel like I'm doing a commercial for Crackberry. No, I'm not using the correct name. But you say if you're just going to use it for business, email, whatever, then. But if you want to play,
there you go.
If you want to play, get an iPhone or a Droid.
Do you have any weekend plans?
Weekend plans, yeah, actually I do. On Sunday, well, actually Saturday, we're driving to. Steve, what are you laughing at?
I'm messing around with this.
Okay. We're driving down to Hobbs.
Nice.
I'm going to preach at one of our churches down there. And my son-in-law is a youth pastor at a different church down there. I'm preaching at, I'm not preaching at his church, but so I get to see my son-in-law and my daughter and my grandson.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, can you give us a sneak peek what you're preaching about, or is this just like top secret?
Do a trailer, like a movie trailer.
A movie trailer. Yeah.
Why you should come to Hobbs? In a time.
In a time when people needed to hear the gospel. My sermon is, I got to think for a second because I was writing Quiet Times all day yesterday for camp. So I've got a whole bunch of different things going on in my head here. Man, what am I preaching on? I'll get back to you.
All right.
I'll have to think about it some more. I've got it. I have it.
Okay.
I just sure. I can't think of it right.
You're not the 11th hour guy?
No. No. Okay. No, I have it ready. It's in a folder in my book bag. So, it's going to be cool, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Good, good.
I'll be at Taylor Memorial Baptist Church in Hobbs.
Well, this song is by The Temper Trap. We are going to check back in with you in a second.
The Temper Trap. Oh, song called I Need Your Love.
That song is definitely growing on me.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I really like it.
He's dying right now. Go ahead.
I gave him a Listerine strip.
Nice.
Have you ever had one of those?
Yes, I have. But I'm a man and I don't chicken out like that.
He's like getting a headache over
there. I bet you can't handle an atomic fireball either, Steve-O.
I can handle those. This is my insides. I feel like the T-1000 just got frozen in carbonite or something.
I
just mixed up Terminator 2 and The Empire Strikes Back.
Yes, you did.
I
did.
You like that?
That'd be a great movie mashup.
It kind of would, huh?
No, it wouldn't, because let's be honest.
You're right, yeah.
The T-1000 would have owned Luke Skywalker and Han Solo.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
C-3PO versus the T-1000, who do you think would win?
I mean, there's only so much.
I mean, let's be honest.
What does C-3PO
walks like this.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I mean? It'd be a 7-minute movie, and he would just take everybody out.
Skywalker versus Terminator?
Yeah.
What are you smoking?
I'm telling you right now, the Terminator would win.
No. Just because you were Empire in the movie doesn't mean that, like...
Terminator would win against the Empire Strikes Back Luke Skywalker. He was still whiny and lame, dude.
Okay, that's true.
If I'm just... whining to Yoda. Like, he was like my kid.
That's true.
Which is why his name is Luke.
Oh, my God. Poor kid.
Oh. Well, no, because it was after Luke Skywalker.
Yep, sure.
More Return of the Jedi and Luke Skywalker. Let's be honest. Luke Skywalker, Return of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker's awesome. So, anyways, good morning. It's Steve-O, it's Steven, it's Sam Swan, and Mitch.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Take the mic.
This is weird. No, you got to.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
You got this. I'm training you.
Okay,
Just in case. We've had so many people on Facebook or email say, we want Mitch. We want Mitch. Man. So, fine. Here she is.
Here I am.
Go ahead.
I don't know what to do.
Host the show.
I'm just talking. This is out of bitterness and angst. I can't take this.
Not really. You guys are doing fantastic.
Host the show. Take it. Here she is.
Fantastic job. You want to do traffic?
You're talking over me.
You want to do traffic?
Okay. I don't know.
I'm glad. I'm just pissed.
Yes. Traffic! This
traffic update is brought to you by a great company. We'll talk about them in a second. I'm trying to waste time because the computer just shut down. This is the morning. We started out so good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got up early.
Yes.
6 o'clock hours, fantastic.
Gone it.
Did it all go down when I came in?
Yeah, absolutely. No, just kidding. It was on its way out.
I'll take the blame.
Oh, my gosh.
There's some construction between Menal Boulevard at 12th Street. There is also some construction at Eubank Boulevard south at I-40. Construction work I-40 between Unser Boulevard, exit 154, and Coors Road. I feel like I say that every day.
You said that yesterday and the day before.
Go to the orange one.
So, you know, honestly, I'm just going to skip that from every... So, that's just every day. Just, you know.
Count on that for a while.
There's also...
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
That's right. Good morning. 7:29 now on your Friday. It is finally here. I'm just so happy. Steve-O, Steven, Mitch, and Sam Swan.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sam Swan, of course, from the Baptist Convention of New Mexico. And you do Baptist-y things.
I do.
What am I talking about? You do Baptist-y. What don't Baptist-y things? What are the Baptist-y things you don't do?
No, what do you guys do at the convention?
Because you don't dance.
Is it like...
We don't dance. We don't play
cards.
You
don't listen to music. You don't play cards?
I don't.
Let's see, what else don't you do?
I tried to play poker one time.
I'm
I tried
totally
to play
joking.
Some penny poker, and I lost all
awful.
The pennies that I had because I'm like, I'm not bluffing. I'm all in. And then I was watching TV the rest of the time while everybody else played. So
we were invited to a friend's house for an evening of that, and we'd never, just for fun, we'd never experienced that before. I'd never done that, so I thought, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun to hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
Guess who were the first two people out? Just show of hands.
Really?
First two people out.
Oh, man.
And the first one out, actually, I was shocked at you.
You. Okay, time out.
You were the first
one out. You were the first one out, Steven?
Yes, I was. But this guy was out, and then he had to rebuy back in with his pennies.
I was the first one out. I was the first one out.
So
you got out twice, Steve-O.
That's true.
That may or may not be accurate. If my wife is listening, no, it was only one. Only put in 10. I don't know.
It's only pennies.
Only a roll of quarters.
Yeah, that's right.
Just kidding.
Steven, you asked me what the convention does.
I'm just saying, like at a Comic-Con convention, they all talk about comic books and they show movies.
Right.
What do you guys do at the Baptist convention?
Well, the convention, that's the name of the entity.
Right.
Which is kind of a weird thing that the organization is called a convention, because when we hear the word convention, we think a meeting.
Right.
But we do have an annual meeting where we do business for, we have cooperating churches in the state of New Mexico.
Right.
And we... they contribute to through what we call the cooperative program, which is a beautiful thing that helps finance other ministries that we're able to. We take it all into a place and then it's distributed out. It's kind of the quick way to explain that.
I see.
And so I work with the middle school and high school kids in our state, and I get to travel around, speak to students, and I work with the adults who work with the students. And I myself was a local church youth pastor for a long time until I had this job. In August, it'll be 5 years that I've had this position.
Oh, wow.
So,
incredible.
So it's really a cool. That way I still get to be a student pastor, but I lost all my hip and my cool. So
you're on the radio, man. You're
That's
cool.
true. That is true. I get,
you're
and I
cool.
get, it's funny, man. I'll travel all over the state and people will say, I heard you on Static. And I'm like, that's cool. That's really.
Yeah. See?
So it's more than
you're
just my mom who's listening to
You're
the,
still cool. You're
yeah,
hip, man.
Yeah.
That's the excuse I use every day. I'm on the radio. I'm so cool, right?
In fact, my
kids think I'm cool.
My 9-year-old son was saying, I love listening to Static. He said, but my favorite time, do you know what my favorite time is, Mom? He was telling my wife this. My favorite time is 7 o'clock on Friday mornings.
That's awesome.
Because I've been on regularly.
Yeah, which,
by the way, I'm so grateful that you guys let me come in here and hang out.
Of course, man. We love trapping you with hard questions.
I love that, too.
Freaking out the Baptists.
Yeah.
I grew up Baptist, so I've got a little inside. I'm a little insiders club there. So I love it. I love it. It's cool.
Well, we don't mind. We're not afraid.
No, that's good though.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be, If we take ourselves too seriously in those situations, like whether it's dances or what,
we used to tease when I was in high school, they're not dances, they're foot functions.
And then when
dance sort of became sort of a popular art form in the church, when that started to become more of a
form of expression.
Expression, thank you, that's the right word. That churches were using more and more, and even some of the Baptist churches were doing it, then it was called choreography, and choreography is okay, see, because that's not dancing.
I love justification. It's like my favorite thing.
Exactly. It's a great thing. So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Steven, you asked me earlier what my sermon was going to be while Steve-O was trying to fix the
blackness
thing. It's called Keep Growing.
Keep Growing.
And it's based in in Hebrews. So
you just came up with that.
I didn't. It's right here. I text my wife. I said, pull my folder out of my book bag and get my title of my sermon.
I'm totally kidding.
It was bugging me that I couldn't remember.
Okay, here's what we need. You're doing a sermon. We would like it. You know how trailers, they give you like the, they give you like the goo, 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 okay. different. We want seven lines from your sermon that are just from all over. Don't, oh they don't need to make sense because that's how trailers do it.
Right.
We can do flashy music in between.
Okay.
Is that cool? Can we do that?
I don't know if I can remember some specific
you have to
lines,
start it
I'll
with
write some stuff
you have to start it with in a world.
Okay,
you do the in a world and then he does you're the voiceover guy, he's like the regular. Do we have let's see.
In a world where people need to continue to grow in their faith. The book of Hebrews tells us to keep our eyes on the author and perfecter.
Perfector. It rhymes. This is a trailer. We're selling stuff.
I forgot.
Eyes on the prize. Okay. It rhymes.
Keep our eyes on the prize.
I'm helping you. Okay, ready?
Okay,
take two.
In a world where people need to continue to grow in their faith.
Faith.
The book of Hebrews tells us keep our eyes on the prize.
Prize.
And that prize is Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Oh, no. Okay. This is just weird.
That was awful.
I don't know. My apologies
to anyone who might know me. And
which are all your Baptist friends. So.
Seven people out there. That's right. Yeah, seven people who are listening. Seven people listening to me.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of fun.
I'm telling you,
and
man.
Strange at the same time.
I think
time.
More people would go to church if you had a trailer for your message throughout the weekend.
Sometimes I try not to tell people where I'm going ahead of time so that there will be more people.
Surprise! I got you.
Oh, Sam Swan's going to be here? Oh, dang. We were going to go to the lake.
Wow.
And that's in the wintertime. They will go to the lake anytime to get away from me.
Every time you're in here, we give you the question. Now, it's a difficult question. It's the on the spot.
Yeah.
How am I going to answer this one?
Any clue?
9 times out of 10, it's because of some stupid Christian out there who said something really ridiculous that doesn't line up with Scripture, and now we have to defend it. So basically, you are the defense of Christians for whoever said something stupid.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I
no pressure.
I wish
I was the lead singer of a Christian band. That'd be...
There you go.
Yeah. Or a guitar player or
then
something.
Then I could just sit back and just kind of shake my head no or yes.
It's time for the question.
Oh, no.
All right. You know Manny Pacquiao, right?
Yes.
He's the boxer.
I've heard of him, yes.
He is a, you know, pretty prominent figure.
Yes.
He wins a lot of fights by punching people in the face repeatedly.
Yes.
Okay.
Pugilism.
Well, he will not be shopping with the stars ever again, apparently. As the boxing superstar has been banned from Hollywood's ultimate entertainment destination. He's training in Los Angeles for his upcoming fight. And he was scheduled to sit down for an interview Wednesday with extra host Mario Lopez. Good old Slater.
Oh, yeah.
At the Grove, LA's legendary shopping mall where, you know, celebrities, tourists, they like to mingle in way overpriced shops and restaurants and movie theaters.
Yes.
But that interview will not be taking place now, at least not at the Grove, because last week Manny Pacquiao was interviewed about many of things, but one of those things was his view on homosexuality.
Okay.
And in it, he had some really crazy statements. He said that the Bible says it's wrong. That's not crazy.
No.
Because that's what the Bible says.
Yes.
However, he went on to say gay men should be put to death.
Oh, shut up.
For their sexual crimes.
Did he really say that?
He really said that. End quote.
Wow.
Yeah. He said, no. Here's, hold on. It gets better.
Oh,
it gets better. He said, oh man, I don't even know if I want to continue.
I don't.
He told ABC's Dylan blah, 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 I'm not against gay people. I have a relative who's gay. I just want him dead. What I'm critical of are actions that violate the word of God. And the word of God says it's wrong, therefore, people living that lifestyle should be put to death for their sexual crimes. I mean, what's the big deal?
Oh,
I mean, come on.
He actually said
I'm not against it. I have an uncle who's gay.
I just want him dead.
I just want him dead for sexual crimes. I mean, what's the problem?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So as if we don't have to try and backtrack and fix that one.
There's no fixing that. There's no coming out ahead on that one.
Yeah. Coming.
There's not even.
I see what you did there. You're coming out on that one. There's no coming out.
Oh, coming out.
Coming out on that. Okay.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is bad.
Apparently, he was quoting Bible verses and said.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
What Bible verse is that from?
Yeah.
Has the knife made up 4:7?
Yeah. Has a knife? Is that what you just said? Has a knife?
I just said.
Has a knife. Because somebody has a knife.
Oh, no.
And
stop.
Yeah.
You're on a roll.
No, I am. Thank you.
Down a hill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rapidly out of control.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, the Grove wasn't having it, and they said, based on news reports and statements made by Mr. Pacquiao, we have made it known that he's not welcome at the Grove and will not be interviewed here in the future because the Grove is a gathering place for all Los Angelinos and not a place for intolerance. Now, here's my question.
There's a question in there?
Here's yeah, for real.
I'm not condoning his idiocy in any way, shape, or form, because what he said was absolutely stupid. However, isn't what the Grove is saying just as stupid? This is not a place for intolerance, so you're not allowed here. Okay, so you're being intolerant of what Manny Pacquiao said.
Why not being intolerant of intolerance? I'm on the Grove side.
They're intolerant of intolerance, but isn't that just as intolerant? I'm not on either side because they're both acting like children.
So, but where do you draw a line?
That's the question.
Where do you draw? No, I'm saying where you draw the line for the Grove. I mean, like, are they going to allow like Nazi rallies there or white supremacy?
He's not going there to like hate on homosexuals. That was something he said in an interview weeks before.
He just recently said,
right?
I think homosexuals should be put to death.
No, now, to be fair, he didn't say all. He just said men.
Oh, my. Shut up. That's just bad.
Oh, my God.
It's horrible. I know it's awful. And I'm not laughing, but it's hysterically awful.
Did he really say just men?
He really said
just men?
He said men specifically.
Yeah. Oh, well, then
for their sexual crimes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm with the Grove.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
He's obviously a Christian, okay? Or so he
I was
says.
Like, obviously?
Obviously,
really?
He says he's a Christian. Okay,
okay, obviously he says.
Okay, so let's say he was booked here to speak at Calvary Church.
Okay.
If you were Skip, would you still allow him to do so? Because
well,
I say no, and you're saying, oh no, if I was the Grove, a mall,
okay,
shops,
if I was booked,
I would let him come. But if I'm a church, no way.
If I was booked to have an interview with him on the air, let's say he was coming in here.
I'm saying speaking, because he was going to do an interview. If he was going to go do an interview.
He was going to do an interview with Extra.
Okay.
He was going to do an interview with Extra, Mario
Lopez.
He's
going to do an interview here.
Why couldn't it be in here?
Wherever. Okay, let's do it.
So let's do it in here. So you and I booked Manny Pacquiao for an interview on Static Radio, right?
See, I tried to punch him, though, and that's wrong.
Well, that's my...
because I would get my butt kicked.
And I was going to say, it'd be a one-punch, one-punch.
Yeah, he would floor you,
I know.
Right? Which may be why he's making asinine statements like that, because he's like, who's gonna, what? What you got?
That's true.
I mean, he's like the bully on the playground who can say whatever he wants, because who's going to stop him? Throw dirt in his eye and punch him and run?
All right, so go. You answer the question.
If you and I booked an interview with Manny Pacquiao, and then he came out and said all of those really ridiculous things, would we still have the interview in studio? Would you still want him on the air?
Would I?
Yeah.
No, because I don't want to endorse that. I don't want to endorse his career.
I don't want to endorse him, but here's the thing.
You want to call him out.
I would love to. I would love to, so that we could then go, bro, show me in the Bible where it says this.
Yeah.
Show me where it says that men should be put to death for their quote-unquote sexual crimes. Now, he'd probably go somewhere like Leviticus, right? Or somewhere ridiculous like that.
So ridiculous.
Well, I hesitate to follow obviously. Ridiculous, but...
Yeah, seriously.
What I mean by that
there
is this.
Old Testament, yes.
And forgive me for saying that, because what I mean is this. A lot of times, we had to escort a gentleman off campus at this campus once because he attacked me at SoPo. Verbally, not physically,
okay.
Because I had tattoos. And he was so irate that I was defiling holy ground with the tattoos.
What a compliment.
Because the book of Leviticus says, you know, and
crazy.
Okay, what's the question for Sam?
You didn't even answer the question. You just begged the question. You actually just interjected some other superfluous stuff.
Yes, I would want him on the air.
No, I'm not asking that.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying, Pastor? If he was scheduled to speak at your church at the Baptist Convention, would you?
would you not?
Yes, that's what this is.
No, he was being interviewed by Mario Lopez.
But we're talking about the Grove right now. We're talking about the Grove.
That's true. What's the Grove?
It's like a shopping center. It's just a mall with Apple and all those kind of stores. Burberry, very, very high end.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they just go and hang out.
Yeah, it's just a mall. It's just a mall. That's not really a hangout. It's just think of an outdoor mall.
Oh, okay. And they're just saying they don't want him there.
They don't even want him on the premises.
Yeah. ABQ Uptown was going to have an interview with him and, you know what I mean?
Type thing.
ABQ Uptown.
Okay.
If you're just joining us,
yeah,
this is
the Pac-Man, a boxer.
Yeah, Manny Pacquiao, basically a couple weeks ago said some really ridiculous things. Now he started off by saying, "Hey, the Bible says homosexuality is wrong," but he didn't stop there. He didn't just say, "Hey, I'm against the homosexual lifestyle." He said, "Quote unquote, gay men should be put to death for their sexual crimes." Now, wait.
He's been punched in the head a lot.
He has been punched in the head.
So, we got to give him a little bit. I mean, dude, some other guy got a face tattoo and bit off somebody's ear, and he still gets movie parts.
And he's in the Hangover.
You know, so.
Yeah, so the Grove, they are a legendary shopping mall, apparently, in Los Angeles. He was scheduled for an interview there with Extra, and they said, no, we don't want him on the premises because of his stupidity, basically.
Okay.
He says, they said the Grove is not a place for intolerance, so you're not allowed to be here. And so, the question is, where do we draw the line? Because the Grove doesn't want him there,
right?
Because he's intolerant. Now, the Grove's being intolerant of his stupid things, and I get it. They are definitely stupid things, but as an American, well, he's not an American. As a human being, doesn't he have the right to say those stupid things? And then on the flip side, doesn't the Grove have the right to not have him there? And then where do we draw the line? Okay, Mitch.
Okay, from this interview, which is practically nothing, I can already tell that he lacks things. If he was going to be speaking here, he lacks wisdom, he lacks discernment.
Yeah.
And from the things that he said, gay men should be put to death, he's not biblically sound.
Right.
So my answer would be no. Like, I just want to give my answer.
There you go.
He can't be here.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that's it.
Thank you, Mitch, for your words of wisdom. Actual pastor man, what do you mean?
I agree with Mitch.
Dang it, Mitch, you're not supposed to answer. It was supposed to be a hard question.
It was hard. And it gave me time to think.
Yeah, and Mitch gave
insight. And while I was thinking, she gave the right answer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we just need to be real careful about who we put in front of our people.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a pastor, I'm extremely protective of the flock. Now, I've just been a youth pastor my whole life, so I don't have a gigantic flock. I've just had a group of students that I was in charge of.
Yeah.
And now I guess I kind of, my flock includes the students all across New Mexico, at least in Baptist work. So I'm very, like when I do a camp or our student conference, I'm extremely picky on who I'm going to allow to stand up in front of my students. I call them my students, our students, to speak, because there's two things. One, I'm protecting them.
Yeah.
And two, I don't want to have to go back and fix something that he has screwed up for me by having him, you know, he gets up and goes off on this crazy theological or non-theological thing that I got to come back later and fix.
Right.
And help the youth pastors in our state to fix that too. So
yeah.
I'm very, very careful about who I let get in front of my folks.
Yeah, and I think for us in radio, if we had actually booked an interview with him, I would still keep that because it wouldn't be live. I'll tell you that. I wouldn't have him on the morning show live.
Well,
it would be pre-recorded in an interview room that we have here. And if he started going off on tangents or saying stupid things, I could choose not to air it. I could choose, you know, what was aired if he started going off on his. But I'm interested. Yeah, I'm interested to know.
And there's school of thought or not school of thought. There's a part of me that would like to. If I was a good interviewer, I don't think of good questions. But if I was a good interviewer, I'd like to sit down with him and kind of flesh this out a little bit more and try to find it. Because in doing that, as like a reporter or a journalist, you're digging for that information and you're finding out more. And the thing about this little article that we're reading it off of, the paper we're reading off of, it's a soundbite. We don't know the whole context.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that what he said is, I don't think you need a lot of context to not like what he said.
Right.
But that's also important. We're such a soundbite world, especially with Twitter and Facebook, that we jump all over something that gets blown way out of proportion.
But like you said, I don't see how you could screw
this
that
is
in
not. No. Right. In this particular situation, I don't think that I would need a whole lot more. But it would be interesting to sit down with him and have a dialogue with him.
And he did answer. They asked him, ABS or CBNs, whatever, asked him, dude, what, really? And that was later in the week. He said this, quote unquote, "I only gave out my opinion that same-sex marriage is against the law of God. I'm not against gay people. I have a relative who is also gay. We can't help it if they're born that way, but what I'm critical of are actions that violate the word of God." End quote.
And that was in response to his first statement
where he said that gay dudes should be put to death for their sex crimes.
Yeah.
Who says that?
Manny Pacquiao. Who has been punched in the face 147,000 times.
Okay.
So, wow.
Man.
Static.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, listening to what the Pac-Man said, I have a question for you guys. So, he went a little extreme, if you want to call it a little. I mean,
a little.
But let's look at it, too, how this interview was, that like some type of setup. I mean, he's a boss, and all of a sudden you just start asking him what he thinks about the homosexual lifestyle.
That is true.
And then he's pushing that, so he's on the spot. He don't have 20 minutes to give you an answer or something. Yep. He's just throwing it. So he's throwing what his heart is telling him. And look at this. You've got the two presidents right now, or the you got Romney and Obama going off right now in politics about gay marriage. One or the other one saying it's not. It's the same question. I mean,
we look
at the Bible as our moral standard, and it's a blatant sin, as all other sins are. I mean, they're all equal. I understand that. But we have to start, at what point do we get bold in our faith and say, this is wrong, America, let's put an end to it, or let's be tolerant and be passive, and we'll love you, but we hate the sin. I mean, something in me cries, go Manny, but at the same time, I understand you got to be this whole politically correct, can't even state your own opinion.
No, there's a difference between opinion and, like, he's basically saying, A, the Bible plus B, my opinion equals truth. Then that's not true.
No.
You can't do that. I can't say, well, I can, you know, sleep with people outside my marriage because, and then take some obscure verse and then it equals I'm justified. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah. Abraham had multiple wives, so therefore it's cool for
I read
me
in
to
the
have,
Old Testament that, you know, it's just like, no, that's not true. And so my heart goes to Manny in the fact that I do agree with what you're saying. He was rather entrapped by an interview, but also you got to keep in mind that this is, you may think he was put on the spot, but dude, this guy is one of the biggest. Mayweather won't even fight him because he's scared. So this is the biggest boxer in his division, okay, in the world. So this isn't his first interview. This is literally his 200,000th. It's really easy just to go, you know what, no comment, you know? So
I understand what you're saying, but look at this too, like you just said, the Grove. You have some white supremacy, dude. Come on, they stand for everybody dead except for white.
Yeah, so that's, and I don't believe they should
keep them out. I mean, would you
keep them out?
That would be tolerated.
I don't. No way. No way with the group. Not in L.A. No way.
I just see all of. I mean, everybody. It's that white elephant in the room. It's the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to stand up and tackle the question. And then how do you tackle? I guess that's.
Here's what I would say. Kirk Cameron. He was in the media, and he was slammed for his opinion, for what he said. Hey, look, Scripture says this. He had an eloquent answer. It was A, B, and C. And he took it directly to, okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 says this, this says this, this says this. It was all scriptural. He didn't interject. And on that, I also think everyone should be put to death who, you know what I mean? It was scriptural. And if you answer it, I'll tell you what, and this isn't, hey, toot our horn here, but I will tell you, we have been approached with that on Shock Therapy Live countless times, and I highly recommend going to mystaticradio.com. Check out the podcast, because we were confronted during one of our shows. A lesbian called in and said, hey, I got a question, and basically tried to trap us and asked us a question.
And we are called to be prepared to give an account in season and out of season. There are multiple times in Scripture where it says, walk in wisdom. A fool is thought wise when kept silent. Manny Pacquiao could have answered the question and said, hey, here's what Scripture has to say. He didn't have to interject his personal opinion. Wow. You know what I mean?
Well, he started it right. He ended it wrong.
It invalidates the entire thing.
Exactly. Yeah. By ending it with that, you're right. That's it. He invalidated
his personal opinion and not God's opinion.
One step deeper than this.
Thanks for the call, man.
One step deeper. I would actually love to actually go to his pastor, not him. Because this, this is the information he's fed.
Yeah.
And so the problem is not just Manny, but who is he touring with? Who's this traveling pastor? Because if you can pinpoint that guy, you know, if you can get to the shepherd, you know, like this guy who's in charge of quote unquote flock, which is Manny, and now Manny's spilling this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming it all on the pastor, but you know, there's got to be we got to figure out, where did you get this information from?
Yeah.
And the problem is, here's the problem with Christians is that is the fact that I feel like that nobody's going to step up and take responsibility for this. And also, how do we as Christians get to Manny? Like, how do we get there and go, Manny, here's what we believe in love? Because instead, maybe it is going to be dudes like us, because I know that I would yell at him. And that's right. And I know that's right. Wrong. But that's wrong of me.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, I would love to have a pastor to sit down and have a conversation with him. You know, how that can happen, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really pray that people he respects reaches out to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Static.
Yeah. Yeah, hey guys, on this topic here, you know, I really don't give Manny a pass because he's also a senator in the Philippines, so he should be a little bit more responsible with what he says, you know?
This is true. I forgot he was a senator in the Philippines.
So it's not like it's
so random!
Yeah, I mean, what does his own people feel about that? I mean, they are pretty... Their laws are pretty, like, you know, cut and dry.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks for the call. Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe he's just used to that. Maybe it's a societal difference. I don't know. Man, I don't want to stand up for him anymore because he's just wrong.
Yeah, dude.
That dude is wrong.
Yeah, on many, 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 many levels. But, it's tough. It's tough because you're right. Scripture does call us to be prepared.
Exactly.
At all times.
Exactly.
Colossians tells us to walk in wisdom towards outsiders. You know, being gracious, have our speech seasoned with salt. So we need to speak the truth. We need to speak the truth in love. There's a way to go about it, and it sure isn't standing on a corner with a sign that says God hates fags. I'll tell you that right now. We were talking about that off air one time, and we both agree. I don't think we could be driving down the street and see that without pulling over and probably getting into a fist fight.
Absolutely.
Honestly. Because it's horrible.
You're doing so much worse for the gospel.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I did a couple mission trips in New Orleans. We went down there and fed homeless people during Mardi Gras and stuff like that. And still, people, like, literally signs that, like, you know, God hates fags and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I'm standing there feeding this guy. I mean, like, we're talking. We've developed a relationship. He was a gutter punk, and we've been talking for the last few days. And I was just, you know, kind of in one of those, you know, we were just chatting, and I was like, you know what? Like, you know, I had him a sandwich, and we were talking and stuff like that. And I was like, just out of curiosity, you know, I'm not here, you know, I'm not going to, like, shove anything down your throat here. I want to open an ended conversation. Let's talk about it. And I was like, why don't you believe in God? Didn't stop taking a bite of his sandwich. All he did was point.
Wow.
Right behind him, pointed back, and here's a guy with a megaphone and a sign that says God hates fags. Didn't have to say anything else.
Yeah.
And I was like, touche, friend. Because if that's all the world sees is this condemnation and judgment and just, you suck, and you're...
Yeah.
Dude, that's not Jesus.
Right.
Jesus never did that. Actually, Jesus would be holding a sign next to the guy going, you suck. You know what I'm saying?
Like, with a mirror. He'd just have
a
mirror.
Mirror standing there because God, Jesus, and correct me if I'm wrong, because Jesus only yelled and screamed at the religious, but to the thieves and the prostitutes, he was open-armed and let's eat dinner, let's have a good time, let's talk, and let's discuss this, let's talk about your future, let's talk about faith. It was the religious people that he got onto.
Yeah.
Right, and the funny thing is a lot of his, you know, I was reading an article this week that was talking about quote-unquote Christian authors, and C.S. Lewis was very bold and said, you know, somebody asked him, do we need more Christian authors? No, we don't need more Christian books. We don't need that. We need more Christians writing good books is what we need.
Yeah.
And this article went on to say that these days in the Christian publishing house, a lot of Jesus's writings probably wouldn't have been printed if he had sent it off like, hey, this is this is a great, here's a great book. Yeah. Sorry, that's not Christian enough. Yeah. His parables were confusing.
Yeah.
They weren't straightforward. They got you to open up and think about your life. Oh, yeah. What does that mean? I don't know. Well, let's dig deeper.
They confronted the social norms. Like
exactly.
The story of the Good Samaritan.
You know what I mean? But
it wasn't
A plus B equals C. Yeah. You're going to go to hell. It was, okay, well, you asked a question. Let me answer that with a question. Yeah. And he confused people. And it was like frustrating. And people were going, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Well, how about you seek and find out what that means, you know? But instead, you're right. We have the people on the soapbox with the signs who are just...
You're not helping anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Static.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going, man. How you doing?
Hey, so I've been listening. It's a really good conversation. But it's raised a question as I'm listening to it. And, you know, how do you approach something like this? I'm hearing two extremes here. One person says, yeah, they should totally be put to death for all this sin. The other person says... Well, the Bible says this, and the Bible says this, and being frank, I feel like that's a soft answer because it raises the question, do you really love what God loves, and do you really hate what God hates?
Okay, real fast, but in the beginning of this conversation, what you just said was one guy is saying this, you should put to death, and the other person is saying, quoting the Bible, and you're asking which one that, you know, work, and you're saying that the Bible answer, you know, the guy that's just quoting scripture is soft, but I think it's just, that's the answer. Whatever the Bible says, and you're right, we should hate what God hates.
So I'm not saying that one answer is right and one answer is wrong. I'm actually dealing more with the approach rather than actually the actual the content of the answer. See, the thing I'm catching is one person's sort of, you know, it's going to sound really bad, using the Bible to answer for this thing and not really taking a sense of zeal for what God loves and what God hates. If God hates homosexuality, then God hates homosexuality and we should hate it
too.
No, I'm not saying that we should hate people who are homosexuals. I'm totally for love the sinner but hate the sin. But the question is, do you really hate the sin? Do you really hate it?
Yeah. And here's the thing, man. Here's the problem. And here's the problem that I find. And it's not with what you're saying, but this is kind of what a lot of people are saying. But we need to let them know. You're right. But here's what a lot of the people who are pointing the finger at others for their sin, this is what they forget. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. So you're right. Sin has a very, very high cost. But the Bible also says this, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Absolutely.
All, meaning us. And the problem comes in when other people point the finger at somebody else and say, you're filthy, and forget that they're just as dirty. Do you know what I mean? They forget to take the plank out of their own eye, and they're looking at somebody else and saying, but God hates fags. GodHatesFags.com. Check it out. God hates, and they're protesting and they're saying all these things in hatred and they're spewing bitterness, which is just as big a sin in the economy of God. And that is just as damnable. And that is just, that's going to get them to hell just as quickly. Because the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I am filthy. I am dirty. And my sin is awful. But I praise God every day for his mercy, for his love, for his compassion, for the fact that while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for that very sin. He died for all of my sins, past, present, and future. It says he died once for all, once for all. And not just my sins, but sins, the sins of the whole world is what it says in the book of John. So he died for all of our sins. And I think the problem comes in when people forget that they're sinners, that they fall short of God's glory, that they are worthless and they are scum in the economy of God, but he loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us, and there's no compassion there at all. So you're right, we should love what God loves, and God loves people. His will is that none should perish, but all should come to redeeming knowledge of Jesus Christ. All. That's his will. So if we want to love what God loves people, and he hates sin, all sin. And that should be it.
I'm totally in agreement with you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get off my soapbox. You guys go ahead.
I feel like we should take an offering.
I'm sorry.
We need to take an offering and have.
I'm going
to
go.
The hymn of invitation. Stephen, would you lead us in a hymn of invitation as we close out this service this morning?
Amazing. If you're listening out there right now, and I'm sorry. But truth be told, if you are listening right now and this is new to you, I encourage you to call in 505-338-3700 because. Honestly, man, that's the purpose of Static Radio. We have fun, we entertain, but most importantly, we share hope. And the only hope you need is found in Jesus Christ. The only hope that satisfies is found in Jesus Christ. And so, man, I think that's why it's so frustrating when you hear people use the name of Jesus and just tear down and say, you are filthy and you are scum. And you know what? The unrepentant, those who say, yeah, that's what the Bible says and whatever and walk away from it, you're right. They have to answer for that. And they're going to answer for that. And one day, the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You're going to confess it one day regardless. You know what I mean? Yeah. So whether it's now and you do something about it and change your life, or when you're standing before him and it's too late, you will confess he's Lord. It's just a matter of when you're going to do it. So thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, guys.
All right, man. So anyways, man.
Wow.
My heart
rate seriously been jumped the whole time.
Yeah, I'm a little anxious. My heart's rushing.
I want to go punch sign wearers. Right. Sign waivers.
But is that just as harmful?
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But it feels so good.
Oh, it's the flesh. That's so the flesh.
The flesh.
You know what I mean? But on the flip side, you look at Jesus and you're right. The time that he got frustrated and the time that he got in their face and said, you brood of vipers.
Yeah.
You do not know me. You do not know my father.
Amen.
Was the religious, those who were self-righteous, who were standing there saying, oh, look at me. I'm going to go pray in the square and I'm going to show everybody and I'm going to, oh, man. Static.
Hi.
Hey.
With the whole Manny Pacquiao story, I think there may be a misunderstanding. The story was originally posted by The Examiner.
Uh-huh.
And whoever wrote the story, they added a Bible passage from Leviticus. And, the quote wasn't actually Manny. It wasn't from Manny Pacquiao. Like, it wasn't actually him who said he thinks, you know, gays should be put to death. That quote was added by whoever wrote the article for The Examiner.
That's interesting.
We'll
have to do some research on that because, this comes from Yahoo Sports, actually. It was in the sports section of Yahoo. And so if Yahoo got the story wrong, that's going to be incredible. But
because I hadn't heard anything about this until this morning, so I decided to look it up and do some research and just found this.
Yeah.
I was trying to find the original comments, but...
Yeah. All right, man.
Yeah,
thanks
you.
For the
Love
call.
You guys.
Love you too, bro.
Awesome.
Love it. Oh,
man.
Well, that'd be good. Oh, we'll find out.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm sure
check that out.
The truth will be told.
The truth is in there somewhere.
It is.
Yeah.
The truth is out there?
Wow.
Somewhere.
Is that X-Files?
I don't know.
Fight the future.
I think it is. Yeah.
Fight the future.
Yeah, it was the X Files. That was like their slow. Wasn't Resistance is Futile? No, that was
Star Trek.
Static.
The Borg.
I just wanted to chime in on your topic this morning.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, so my favorite story in the New Testament about Jesus' love and how he displays that to all of us sinners, because we all are, but is the one where they catch the woman in adultery and they throw her before Christ to have her to get his opinion on whether or not she should be stoned. And we have the Pharisees who set her up and, you know, they're walking around in their self-righteousness and they're so religious and all of that. And then this woman who's an obvious sinner because she was caught in the act.
Right.
And Christ condemned the Pharisees.
Yeah.
You know, we know what he wrote in the sand, but we all assume it's their sin is what he was writing. And all he tells the woman in pure love is, just go and sin no more.
Yeah, don't do this.
I don't condemn you. And I think as Christians, that's where we fail is we condemn the world all the time. And Christ didn't even do that. He didn't even do that to that woman who was caught in the act.
And according to the law, she should have been stoned because she was caught in the act. And she, according to the law, could have and should have been stoned.
And all Christ did was just love her.
Yeah.
And that's what we're called to do. You know, we're not the Holy Spirit. It's not our job to judge and condemn. That's the Holy Spirit's job. So let him do his job, and our job is just to love.
Yeah.
And that's how we show the world Christ.
Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. Pastor?
Interjection. I have nothing to add.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a really good conversation this
morning. It has.
I wasn't expecting it to go here, but it's been a good one. My researcher to my right is currently studying up on Manny Pacquiao. Yeah. Static!
Oh, hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning!
I just wanted to add into what everyone, the other people have been saying about the whole gay or homosexuality. So basically, the Bible is clear about, for example, people cursing and using profanity. God doesn't like that, but are we supposed to be like, judge everyone that says that in New Mexico? No. You know, you're still going to be their friends, but you don't judge them. All sin is equal.
At the foot of the cross, man, it's all... Yeah. Well, it's funny because most people will immediately go to, homosexuality is wrong, but they don't think about the fact that it's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 is, I think, probably where people get this. But it says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. There is a slew of people in that.
Yeah,
whoops.
That's a big long list.
And here's something that people need to remember is in the book of Matthew chapter 5, Jesus says, I tell you that if you look at a woman with lust in your eye, you've already committed adultery. Ouch. I'm pretty sure every man in the history of society has committed quote unquote adultery one time in their life. No. At least.
Wait, I'm sorry, one,
at
one
least.
Time?
And that is on that list.
But I think that's the point, is they just forget every other sin, and then they're so passionate about this one sin.
Right.
Yeah. Why did we pick this community?
I have no idea.
Why did we point, like, this one?
Now, the problem, on the flip side, though, the problem does come in when we say, well, we're all sinners, we've all sinned, and we do nothing to try and change that. Because change does need to come. Christ loves us enough not to keep us the same. You know what I mean? He loves us enough to change our lives. You know, whether it's adultery or a liar or the greedy or drunkards, as he talks about, there's still a responsibility and we need to change that. It's not an embracing like, oh, you're gay? Oh, that's cool. We love you anyways. And you just continue in that lifestyle for the rest of your life because that's okay because Jesus loves you. And that's the soft answer that's too soft because that's not the truth. Yeah. The truth is sin is sin and we need to confront it and we do need to change. But it's so thanks for the call.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Absolutely.
Take a step further. What would you say about politics? Like Christians that are trying to change the laws. Like I'm against homosexuality, absolutely, according to the Bible. But I feel like, is it our job? This world is a fallen world. It's filled with sin. Is it our job to change everyone and change the laws? Or is it our job to just be good examples and love? And again, emphasize on what's in the scriptures about this and it's wrong. But I don't know how to feel about, you know, especially Republicans being so passionate about it's wrong that we have to change the laws. Like, is that our job as Christians?
Here's where I would take it. Unless, do you have a...
No, please.
Okay.
You have your pocket Bible there.
Romans chapter 13, I beseech you, dear friend, go read it. Romans chapter 13 says, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. Anyways, blah, 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 blah. It talks about the rulers are not a terror to good conduct, but to bad conduct. And so if you don't want to have any fear in your life of the one who is in authority, then do good and you will receive his approval, for he's God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he doesn't bear the sword in vain. Now, the reason I bring this up, because Romans chapter 13 talks about the authority, the governing authorities over us. We have a government that has been placed in authority over us. And whether or not you want to say it, our nation was founded on people who came over who wanted to have religious freedom. They were the Protestants who came over and said, hey, man, we want to make a difference. We want to change things. And so they were originally under the authority of God. And if the Bible says that there is no authority except those appointed by God and that they are rulers for conduct of good and bad, well, then they better know the difference between what is good and what is bad.
Right.
And what should be our standard for what is good and what is bad? The Bible, right?
Right.
It's God's word. It's God's authoritative word of, hey, this is acceptable, this is not. And so, therefore, I believe it is our jobs to, yeah, I mean,
my question to you is I'm going along on kind of dovetailing what she's saying.
Yeah.
It's just the fact, okay, so now let's say that Obama, you know, legalizes, quote unquote, legalizes gay marriage.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that the laws have changed, do we as Christians support that? Do we just go along with that?
No.
Do we just go along with it?
No, I'm not saying anything about homosexuality. I'm saying the law. You know, it could be fill in the blank law. If they change the law, do we follow that law regardless?
You follow the law right up until it goes against God's word. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it's like, hey, man, this is now legal. Hey, we can totally go and, you know, punch people in the face. If it was a law where it was like, hey, man, if this person wrongs you, then you have the right to go slap him in the face. You know, are we going to do that? I don't know. You know, I defer to you, Pastor.
Well, I think, first of all, I think if I understood a little bit of what the caller was asking, is should Christians be involved in the political process?
No, I don't think that's what she was saying. And
that's what I'm asking, is the pastor, like the way that they address it. Like, I feel like I'm going to vote. Yes, I'm going to vote against it. But why are people so passionate? For example, preachers talking about it in church. You know, like, you shouldn't be that passionate about the politics. Like, this world is a fallen world. It's people that are in Congress, not all Christians. Yes, it was founded by Christianity. The world was also intended to be Eden and perfect, but it's not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we so passionate about controlling everything around us? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think if a law was passed that made it illegal for us to worship in any way that we wanted to, our freedom of religion was taken away, which is
Daniel chapter 2.
Yeah, then we would out of our devotion to God, we would thumb our nose at the government, so to speak, and say, sorry, I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to gather with other believers, and we're still going to do what we do, even at the risk. In fact, that happens all around the world right now.
Right.
As far as some of the other laws are concerned, if a gay marriage thing is passed on one level or another, then when pastors get up and preach from the scriptures, and they're not even doing topical, let's just say they're working through a book of the Bible and it comes up, the next passage deals with the sin of homosexuality. Well, then they're going against what the law of the land says, but they're going with what God's word says, and so there might be some consequences for that. So there is a degree of when the law says this, there is some, I don't even know how the right way to say it, but we obey God rather than man.
Right.
And so we're going to, like when those guys told Peter and them, stop preaching. He was like, well, you can tell us that, but we're not going to stop. We obey God rather than man. So I think specific laws, you know, the little tiny laws or whatever, that is almost irrelevant. But when it becomes sort of a public thing where you get up in the pulpit and you speak the truth about sin, and that is against the law of the land, well, you're just going to have to take that chance, because we're still going to preach what the scripture says.
Yeah.
And as far as believers being involved in the political process, I think it's good for believers to be involved in it, especially if they get elected to office and they're really walking with God, and they're not just using that as a way to get votes from certain people, but they're really walking with God. Then they can get in and have influence on policy, not to try to change the world, but to try to just continue to interject some dialogue, and so that it brings a little bit of a balance to the discussion. Right. As far as, you know, these people want all this stuff way over here, but if somebody someone who genuinely walks with the Lord, they can come in and say, well, I understand why you would say that, but what if, let's think about this, and then kind of work all that out as part of the whole. I mean, I don't like politics anyway.
I hate politics. I do. I you know, it's like one of those, you can't legislate morality as, you know, one side. It's like you can't legislate morality, so it starts in the heart, and we as Christians should be out in the streets and talking to people. And
I don't want to be passive and just watch watch it happen.
But exactly. In my house, I have two boys, and we have rules. There are laws of the house. You know what I mean? You don't do this, you don't do this, you don't do that. And if you do, there's consequences. Now, those rules that I have set forth over my kids, they better be good rules and not just rules because, well, I'm tired today, and so I don't want my kids to yell today, or I don't want them to have fun outside and be loud because I'm tired and it's going to hurt my ears. Okay, today, no talking! You can't do, it's a stupid rule. It's a stupid law, and my kids would be like, but Father, we just enjoy life and we want to have fun, and then probably come against that rule. But
yes, they would.
And so, you know, if Romans 13 tells us that our leaders are the authority on what is good and what is bad, then we should as Christians say, hey man, the Bible says this is what is good and this is what is bad. Now, I think you're right. A lot of times, unfortunately, Christianity and Republicans, like, you put 1 + 1 equals, and that's not always the case, you know what I mean? But it's the loudest megaphone right now, you know, and so the two things to talk about. Okay. So
I didn't mean to divert you guys too much, but thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for the call. We got to take a quick break. Actually, we're you know, 20 minutes behind on our break. So we're gonna take a quick break. But if you missed the show this morning, mystaticradio.com, we podcast it every day. Pastor Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, hanging out, and we got Ray Del Toro in the background from Vertical Student Ministries, who's going to be joining us here in a moment. I'm Steve-O. To my right, Stephen Christian. It's been fun.
For shizzle.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right back. We got some music for you coming from the Vocal Few. Static Radio. Good morning.
This is 88.3 FM, KLYT Albuquerque, with Ja Roots, the best in Christian radio.
Static Radio, the Vocal Few. We'll make it someday. And we will. We'll get this right someday.
Yeah,
this whole radio thing.
Yeah.
This whole radio thing. 827 now. Static Radio, Steve-O, Steven, and Sam Swan to my left.
Yes.
When do you have to roll? Are you leaving? I'm kicking you out.
If you want me, I'll leave whenever you tell me to leave. I'm chilling.
Our dear friend, Pastor Ray Del Toro, he's in the background.
Yeah, I see that. Actually, when he walked in, I thought it's probably time for me to jet. So,
you know.
Yeah.
I told him to be here at 8, and then we were apparently...
And we went long on our
conversation.
We're
apparently going on and on and on.
So,
Man of grace. Before you, my researcher, the right, Stephen, you actually found some stuff on Pacquiao.
Yeah.
On this story that we've been talking about, if you're just joining us, Manny Pacquiao in the news.
Well, it's good that we discussed it.
So yeah.
Now that we know, we have our strategy in case someone ever brings it up. Yeah. But I hate to say, but the Pac-Man actually never said that.
He never said these things.
Nope. He basically, somebody interjected that line, and he said, he retracted and said, no, I never said that. He said, to the gay community, I apologize. I'm against same-sex marriage, but I'm not condemning you. My favorite verse is, love one another as you love yourselves. Love your neighbor, so I love everybody.
Okay. And it's funny because it says Pacquiao responded to the LA Times saying, what I said is a reporter had asked him. So it's not like he was coming out in the media just slamming something.
Right.
He was put on the spot by a reporter saying, so, Manny, tell us what you think about the gays. And he had to respond. And so, yeah.
Right, but that verse was never uttered from his
never,
lips.
Never, ever. What's amazing is that was never, ever uttered from his mouth, and yet he still issued an apology. Hey, man,
good.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's good.
For the miscommunication, for the fact that this was taken and somebody used my name and said this, but I never said that. It's amazing. So,
good.
That's always interesting.
Good word. Way to go, researcher. Yeah.
There you go. Hey, you know what, dude?
There you go.
Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo Sports was
the main article on Yahoo Sports. Yeah. So maybe Yahoo Sports should get their journalism guy.
Yeah, that's another.
I don't claim to be a journalist.
Ill of I'm our just world a, today is the.
That's next Friday's topic.
There's not a lot of that's research. Next. They don't check facts anymore. No, they just type whatever they want.
That's true.
So that's been. We will have. You won't be here next Friday. Actually,
I won't be here next Friday. I'll be here Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon. We'll be hanging out.
New thing.
Yes, the Static 500 going on next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Our first ever fundraiser.
Yeah.
Share-a-thon, if you will.
Fundraiser.
Steven and me are going to be doing the show from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I can't believe you decided to help me out.
Notice how I haven't said anything of when I'm coming in because I'm still just... Yeah.
I hope you're going to bring some lozenges to protect your voice for a little while.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Anyways, all right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Of course.
You've been great. So I'll see you next Wednesday.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
Or this coming Wednesday, however you say that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out.
All see right. You. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Thank you, guys. Sam Swan, everybody. Love that guy. He's awesome. He's good. He's good people. He's good. Speaking of good people, actually, in the background, joining us from Vertical Student Ministries, man, Pastor Ray Del Toro.
What's up, man?
He's here. He's hanging. Huh?
I like that.
I like what you did
That's
there.
Good. Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Thank you.
You need like some theme music.
Please don't.
No?
No.
You don't want to have like some...
No.
Ray Del Toro. Ray Del Toro. Yeah. It's interesting. Hey, man. How's it going? How's it going?
I was over here anyway. When do you want me to...
Yeah. Hang out. Okay. Hang out. We'll get to you in a minute. We have a laundry list of guests this morning. It's Friday and everybody wants to come in on Friday because it... I don't know. They think that people listen more on Friday?
It's a lie.
We need a new board.
Oh, that was crazy.
Speaking of new board, Static 500.
Static 500 coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Let's How's it going, board. Ray?
It's going good, man. I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You excited to be here?
Oh, I was excited to be here half an hour ago.
But whatever. But the notoriety has dwindled.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So
now I feel like I'm like the leftovers, like
clean up crew. You know what? Come on. Those guys have the toughest job. But those guys are also the most rewarded. So make the show interesting. Ready? Go.
What do you want me to say? How does this work?
Something interesting. You gotta keep
the conversation going. Sam's knocked it out of the park.
I mean, he was ripping it up.
Slam.
I mean, 20 minutes extra.
Love your neighbor. Yep. And, you know.
And ready, and...
I don't want to even talk to you guys. I'm going to leave. Goodbye.
Come on!
What's with your hair, Steve-O? Tell me about this.
Well, I've been wearing a hat.
No, you look like Steven here.
What?
You look ridiculous. You're not a rock star.
Nice segue. Hey, you look like Steven. You look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous.
Well,
I've been wearing this all morning, but I gotta be honest, dude.
You literally have the same hairdo going on.
I can only wear hats, so he has hat head, but is what you're saying.
No, he's earned the right to have ridiculous hair.
Okay. Did you hear that, world?
Okay. I can take that. So basically, rockstar hair is just hat hair. Yeah, absolutely.
Keep me busy, please. I'm not. That's your job.
Static.
You keep this bus going.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Can you play Steps in the Dance?
Oh, Anchor and Braille.
That's awesome. I can't believe it.
You know, are you an Albuquerquean?
Yes, I am. Did you know
that Anchor and Braille is going to be doing a show June 1st at the Lobo Theater for $10?
I just traded off for that night. So yep. I wouldn't have worked.
And there
serious?
It is.
That's awesome.
There it
yes,
is.
I am serious.
Micah wow. Talks and Anchor and Braille for our first birthday. Static Radio is turning 1 year old. Isn't that awesome?
I know. I can't wait.
So there it is. Awesome. We will definitely play that for you.
Thank you.
Only 20
Thank you.
Years till you
That's
can
right.
vote for gay rights.
What?
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 Huh?
Wait. He just jumped right back into that.
Anchor and Braille.
Why not?
June 1st. Birthday good. Party. Good. Yeah. How about this one? We were talking talking this morning about health issues.
Yep. I remember that.
And I really don't know if I want to share this one because once I say this, I can't unsay this. Are you guys ready
I'm
for
ready
this?
For it.
Are you ready to never sleep again?
Yes.
1 in 3 people on Earth have tapeworms.
Uh-uh.
Not just any tapeworms. Tapeworms in their brain.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Once you hear this story, yeah, you definitely can't unhear this one. There are many things worse to think about than tapeworms, and no one likes the idea of worms in their guts that have lived there that can now grow up to 10 feet in length. Well, a recent study found that 1 in 3 people have tapeworms in their brains. Here's how it happens. Normally, pigs eat egg-infected feces. When the larvae hatch, they get in the pig's blood and grow into their muscles. We eat pork. In fact, I've made pork chops twice this week.
Yes.
You ate them at my house.
Oh, gross.
The larvae end up in our intestines, and we can end up with a tapeworm in there. But if our food gets contaminated by said pig food, the worms get in our blood.
Oh, God.
And they head for the brain.
I don't want to.
It can cause seizures,
please
comas,
don't.
And even death.
So one in three people...
Luckily, only 1,500 to 2,000 Americans have worms in their brain. So there you go. It's more common in the third world country. Scientists think that it may be more common than AIDS. True story. And a study of people in Peru show that 37% of all people in Peru have
it. God, I'm never going to Peru. Oh,
ever.
No, thank you.
I don't think I ever want to eat bacon ever again.
I don't think you should.
No, no.
Whoa.
I will. I don't care if I get tapeworms. Bacon is glorious.
Dude,
I'm
are
serious.
You kidding?
Bacon makes everything
in the brain?
Better. Doesn't matter.
Oh!
Doesn't matter.
I can't do it, man.
I don't care what happens to me.
I can't do
it. It's worth it.
Ah,
no, thank you.
So there you go. You guys wanted to switch gears. How's that?
That was a gear shifter.
I kind of want to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. The other topic was easier to
say. It really was.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go from there.
That was it. That was the pinnacle.
Yeah. So, wow. We're going to play some Anchor and Braille for you. Show coming up June 1st. Tickets are $10. In fact, tickets are only available at the door. And when this show sells out, which it's going to because it's limited seating, it's going to be a pretty intimate evening with Micah Talks, Anchor, and Braille. But during the Static 500, we're going to be offering a chance for you to get not only early admission, but guaranteed seats and maybe check out a little sound check and all that fun stuff. We'll talk more about that during the Static 500. But yeah, Anchor and Braille right now. The song's called Like Steps in a Dance. Steven, what's this song? What's this song about? This is an Anchor and Braille song of awesomeness. You wrote it.
Yeah, it's formed after a Paulo Coelho book.
There you go.
He's a Brazilian author.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of read his book and kind of inspired me to write this song.
There it is. All right, Anchor and Braille, Like Steps in a Dance. Static Radio. That would be Anchor and Braille, a song called Like Steps in a Dance. Free music for you right now. That's what I was going to say. You guys playing a show, actually, June 1st.
I just found that out.
May, June.
At the last break. I had no idea.
Stop it right now. It's not true. You've known for at least 30 minutes. When I said, dude, you're playing a show, and you're like, oh, I am. Okay. Yeah, Anchor and Braille, Micah Talks.
Yeah.
June 1st. Tickets are $10 at the door at the Lobo Theater. Gets going at 7 p.m. Friday, June 1st, a couple weeks from now.
It's a big birthday bash. You know, the cake, ice cream are hanging out. I'm just kind of the background music.
Static Radio is turning one.
Yeah, it's not like a show.
We really are. We're going to have cake. We're going to hang out. We're going to celebrate the first birthday of Static Radio, and you're going to be providing the entertainment. You're basically the party clown. You're going to be the entertainment.
Always have been.
Yeah.
Nothing new.
Wow. To my left right now, joining us, Justin Marbury.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
Good to be here.
I know it's spelt Marbury, but can I say Marbury? Because that's what I've always said.
Absolutely.
How do you pronounce it? How do you pronounce it?
Marbury.
Marbury.
Burry.
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 Okay.
But you do have precedent for that pronunciation. There is a word.
Yeah, is there Marbury?
Spelled B-U-R-Y.
That's Barry.
You pronounce Barry.
Marbury.
So.
Justin Marbury.
Cool.
Marbury.
Yes, sir.
You are in charge of the men. Of the world.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's a big responsibility.
Just a little.
Just a little. But, you're in charge of the men's ministry here at Calvary of Albuquerque, and you guys have been doing something pretty well amazing over the last... How many weeks have you been doing the Appetites of Man?
It's been three months.
Wow.
And so what we do is we have our monthly meeting, which is... I'm here to talk about this one Saturday.
Yeah.
And then... Throughout the month between those, we have smaller groups that meet in cafes and restaurants around the city and in Santa Fe and actually in other parts of the state and even Texas that take and we break it into four pieces for the rest of the month, and they kind of further discuss it and break it down.
Okay.
What we talk about at the monthly meeting. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing is the series is actually The Elements of Man.
Right.
And the idea is, what is it that makes us who we are, makes us unique as men? It starts with who we are as human beings, but it very quickly becomes who we are unique as men.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's really critical for us to understand is what our appetites, our hungers, are those strong desires that can get us in trouble.
Yeah.
So we've talked about pleasure, and we've talked about significance, and we've talked about worship. And this month, we're talking about adventure.
Aw, yeah.
You're an adventurous person, Steven.
Yeah, I thought one of the appetizers was going to be pork chops.
Yeah. Not after that tapeworm discussion. See,
there are some that kind of thread through all of the appetites. And that,
yep. and pork chops is one of
them. Pork chops is one of them.
Food is kind of the overarching appetite.
Because apparently after reading that story about tapeworms, it's an adventure to eat pork chops. So I'm just saying.
You know, they say recently that it's okay to cook your pork chops, you know, medium well. No.
No?
No.
No
pink.
No pink.
No pink on the pork chops.
All right.
That's what I say.
Yeah, Steven's one of the most outdoorsy dudes I know. He's constantly like, hey, man. I hiked to the top of the Sandia Peak, and it was amazing. And we saw mountain lions, and I wrestled a black bear, and it was
twice
crazy. Craziness.
A man's man.
He's a man's man.
But he talks like this and sings like this. That's pretty true. I'm not gonna lie.
But he's not like overcompensating.
Right.
You're not saying that.
No, he's a man's man. Yeah. It's a man's world. He's a man. So apparently this is for you, this study.
Yeah, I want to hear about
your appetite of adventure. What is our appetite of adventure?
So it's kind of one of those things where, as men, I think we all recognize that we have this desire, this hunger.
To conquer?
To be the hero, conquer,
it's true.
To rescue. But we don't really understand it. And we don't really know a lot of times what to do with it. And it, like all the others, can get us in a lot of trouble. So we just want to kind of see what it is and really break it down.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk about the fact that there's a lot of counterfeits out there that will draw us into fulfilling that hunger.
Right.
That will leave us unsatisfied. And partly it's because they often will only involve part of who we are and not the whole person. You know, we cannot be divided in our existence without suffering. And so we're talking about how the real adventure involves the whole person. That it involves not just the temporal, not just the here and now, but the eternal. And there has to be a bridge between the two. And true adventure will involve not just this life, but the life to come.
Yeah.
And the eternal life. And that adventure is also something that it's never too late to start the adventure.
Now, here's a question.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, every time I have a pastor, and I think I have to ask like the difficult on-the-spot question. Do you think it's more difficult for a man to fulfill that appetite of adventure or to be the conqueror or to be the chivalrous knight in shining armor these days? Because it seems like the ladies are more independent and just like, I can do this myself. You don't need to hold the door for me. You don't need to be a, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. The feminist movement created a new situation. However, nature is nature, and the way God created us is the way God created us, and you can only deny that reality so long.
Okay.
And if you will step up and really be the man that God has created you to be, women will be the women that God created them to be, and they will be drawn to that. They'll be attracted to that.
Right on.
It's a very it's a irresistible force. A godly man.
You mentioned talking about marriage now and men and women and attraction. Uh-huh. I was reading something, and we were talking about this a little earlier, politics. And Ronald Reagan, he's in the news. Apparently a website publishes letters written by famous people. They posted one from Ronald Reagan this last week that I thought was brilliant. And it kind of goes along with what we're talking about. I guess there's a website called Letters and Note. They feature letters written by famous people. They put one up of Ronald Reagan sent to his then 26-year-old son, Michael, a few days before his wedding. That's pretty brilliant, actually. The letter was written in 1971 when Reagan was the governor of California. And he told his son that an unhappy marriage is a cop-out. The way to keep a happy marriage is actually to make an effort. Try hard, stay faithful, and recognize that being a man isn't about cheating. It's about being loyal. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, here's some highlight. A quote, he said, "You have entered into the most meaningful relationship there is in all of the human life. It can be whatever you decide to make it. Any man that can find any man can find a twerp here and there who will go along with cheating, and it doesn't take all that much manhood. It does take quite a man to remain attractive and to be loved by a woman who has heard him snore, seen him unshaven, tended him while he was sick, and washed his dirty underwear. You know better than many
what an unhappy home is and what it can do to others. Now you have a chance to make it come out the way it should. There's no greater happiness for a man than approaching a door at the end of a day knowing someone's on the other side of that door waiting for the sound of his footsteps. P.S. You'll never get in trouble if you say I love you at least once a day. Ron Reagan.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good.
I know that's kind of off on a tangent, well, no, but
a man.
You know, the reality.
He was a man. He was a man.
Yes, he was.
I love Ronald Reagan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't just, you know, as Christians, we can't just settle for not getting divorced.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good enough.
Right.
It's got to be more than that. There's more
Absolutely.
To the abundant life in marriage than just staying married.
Right. Well, the Bible says that, you know, getting divorced is a sin, so I guess we'll stick it out. I guess we'll fight it out. Yeah,
that's horrible.
It's a cop. You're right. That's almost a worse cop.
And that's the last part of the message for tomorrow.
Wow,
is that the adventure involves every part of our lives, every calling that we have. It involves the adventure of being a husband, the adventure of being a dad,
yeah.
The adventure of being on the radio.
Yeah.
And you get up every morning and you're excited to do what you do.
Some more excited than others. Some days, you know, it's tough. But you're right. It isn't. Yeah. I never know what's going to happen on here.
It's an adventure.
It's an adventure.
And so all of us have that opportunity to find, like for me as a dad, I have four kids.
Yeah.
And right now, being a father is really a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And it's an adventure to try to discover every little unique thing about each of my kids.
Yeah.
And what makes them tick and what where they're at and what they need,
yeah,
and to look for those opportunities to influence them and to pour into their lives and to make a difference, ultimately to lead them to Christ. But there's a lot of things that are involved in that along the way, and that's an adventure to me.
Four kids, man.
Four.
It's definitely an adventure because each child is completely different.
They
even
are.
Just the two that I have, so, they're polar opposites. So what so works crazy. With one does not work with another, and so.
Oh, and we had two girls first. And so we kind of felt like, okay,
I got this.
And
cool.
Then the boys came.
Yeah.
And it's been a blast, but yeah. My wife, who has no brothers, the boys are rocking her world. And,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
they are so different.
Yeah.
And that's, again, back to what we're talking about in the monthly meeting.
Yeah.
It starts as boys.
Yeah.
Boys and girls are every bit as different as men and women.
Dude.
And by the way, women don't generally like adventure.
Yeah.
And so that's something else, too. True.
They like security.
They like
accountability. They like, truth.
And so we got to take that in consideration as husbands. I mean, there's a lot here.
There is.
But the cool thing is God's given us all we need to understand it. And if we'll just pay attention and do some kind of simple things, then we're going to see some radical change.
There you go. Man, if you'd like to take that adventure tomorrow.
8 a.m. in the hub at Calvary.
Yeah, right here, Calvary of Albuquerque. It's 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. You can check out all the details online. Challengemen.org. Yeah, that's right. Challengemen.org. And, dude, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about this. You're going to be back regularly, right?
You
I want to talk more about this.
Yeah, because you know what? We got a men's rally coming up June 22nd.
Nice!
Too.
Okay.
Car show, Brad Stein, comedian.
All right.
Daryl Mansfield.
No way.
Playing the blues.
He's in like the Hall
show.
Of Fame.
He is. It's going to be cool.
He is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that definitely
See
coming
you next
up.
Time.
Yeah, man, of course. Right now, we got a band called I Am We. You know, and they are they.
This is
Josh Carlson, actually, he's going to be joining us, premiering a brand new track from these guys next week during the Static 500. Former drummer from Ever Stays Red, currently rocking it out with I Am We. You can actually find this song for free at their website, iamwe.com. The song's called So They Say. Static, good morning. So they say.
That was a good song.
Say, I love those guys. They are based out of Arizona. And like I said, former drummer from Ever Stays Red, currently rocking that project. They are premiering a brand new track during the Static 500, which is going to be amazing. I'm excited for that. Steve-O and Steven in studio on your Friday morning to my left, actually. Pastor Ray Del Toro hanging out.
Yes,
hey, buddy.
I'm excited. I was supposed to be here an hour ago. And
I am so sorry.
You keep booting me.
I know.
It's like, oh, I invited them. Oh, he stayed too late. Oh, we were talking about something much more interesting.
They just I'm not going to lie. We didn't invite them. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but...
I'm kidding! I just made that up.
Man.
So, Stephen Christian at Vertical tomorrow night. No, just kidding. Sorry.
We're going to be out of town tomorrow. But Vertical Student Ministries, that is the high school ministry here at Calvary of Albuquerque.
Yes, it is.
And, dude, you threw down the gospel at our prom. Can I just say that? I had so much fun. That was a blast. Talking about zombies. How we're all zombies. It was pretty great.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's way
fun
out of context.
My pastor actually, starting in June, is going to be doing a series based upon the Walking Dead TV shows.
A whole series called
The Walking Dead starting in June.
What is he going through?
Is it actually topical
or is it a book of the Bible?
No, I don't know all the deets.
It's like we're actually just basing it off the comic books
themselves. That's all we're doing. We're just going to read the comic books out
loud.
Turn to the first edition, page 7.
Issue 7. We're going to be talking about Rick Grimes today. Actually, yeah, he's going through an entire series called The Walking Dead.
That's cool.
And it's going to be the cultural Christian and the, you know what I mean? I'm very excited for that. So, anyways... Speaking of excitement in church, according to a new survey, 67% of Americans admit they fall asleep somewhere other than their bed at least once every couple weeks. In fact, 10% say it happens every day. Where do you think the number one place people fall asleep is?
Their work, their job.
Booyah. That's really good, actually.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Good job.
Well, I figured that's where they spend most of their time outside the house is at their job.
That's true.
So I was just running statistics.
All right, number two, there's a tie for the second place.
Oh, wow.
Okay. What do you think's number two? Falling asleep.
Car?
Are you kidding me?
Wouldn't that be sad, though?
I say, are you kidding me? That's fourth. 5%.
I didn't say while driving, I just said in the car.
Yeah. 5% falling asleep in a car, 2% while driving.
No.
You know, yeah.
No.
We actually bore witness to that. We were on our way to Santa Fe one time, and a car in front of us started kind of swerving, kind of, what? And next thing you know, he's going across the lanes and overcompensated, flies all the way right, hits the embankment, flipped upside down.
Oh, my gosh.
Was he still asleep?
We pulled over, and that was it. He kind of was groggy and kind of woke up and realized and tried to and jerked the wheel too far right, and it was terrifying. He was okay, but his... Honda Accord was not. It was, yeah. No. Okay, number two. People most fall asleep here. You said work. Think about the younger generation. They don't have a job.
School.
Yeah, school or church, actually.
Wow.
Church.
What's the percentage of church?
So that would be 7% of people fall asleep at church. And considering not every American goes to church, that's a pretty good chunk of change right there. If somebody
fell asleep in Vertical, one, I would die a little bit inside. But two, I would probably get everyone to quietly leave the room and just go meet elsewhere. Yeah. Just like, let's all leave so that you wake up and
you
feel
terrible.
You
could all like put
Do
a
you
bunch
think
of...
He'd, oh, be
you should... Okay, no. Next time that happens, if anybody falls asleep, put a bunch of clothes around with shoes and stuff like that.
Like
and
then rapture. Over the
Yeah. Oh. And then everybody
smoke
leave.
Smoke machines.
Everybody leave. Smoke machines. And then on the over the stairs system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a big trumpet. And then just yell, rapture! That guy is. Should be, oh my!
No! No!
That would be.
They left me!
Yeah. Over the sound system. Because you weren't that good.
Yeah.
You fell asleep. Shame.
Yeah. 7 years. Bad luck. Literally.
You want to know what the unforgivable? You want to know what the unforgivable sin was? You found it.
You found it. Fell asleep in church.
Sleep church.
Yeah. So, what are you going to do to make church more interesting for tomorrow night? Because apparently. Percentage of people fall asleep. And if it's kids, 10% fell asleep in school. I'm sure those percentages are raised with high school.
I'm a pretty dynamic, at least in my mind. I'm not like the boring, like, turning your Bibles to page 4 of your lesson plan. You know, I don't, that's not how I do things. And plus, I don't know, I think the kids who come to Vertical actually like the Bible and Jesus and church. And that's kind of where they fellowship. It's funny. For me, when I grew up, that was really where those were my friends. You know, I would go to youth group. And so, but there are, like, we have a Sunday morning service now, which we have never had before. These last 2 months have been brand new. And there's a small group of students that come, and it's 9 in the morning. You can tell, like, they're half asleep or mom made them come. And those are the times where I'm like up there, I'm like, oh, like yawning. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be here right now. It's kind of early. But even those times, I'm tempted to like not go.
dude.
Just because it's morning, you know, or just having to keep the energy level up. But I don't know. If somebody falls asleep, I think that might be the rapture, might be a good prank.
Yeah, I like that one.
That would probably be the best prank in the entire universe. And then you'd have to start playing this on the loudspeaker. What? Where am I? What did I? Guys? Anyone? Hello?
No? You know, it'd be really funny though. Another thing is, if everybody pulled back their chairs and just circled them, then got some popcorn and some drinks and just watched.
Yeah, everyone watches house movies.
And they just woke up and everybody's just staring at it. That would be, never sleep again.
Ever.
In church.
Ever. Or just never come back to that church ever again.
That's true.
Because now you're mocked by every single person in that room.
It was funny.
And you can never face them again.
They probably wouldn't come back.
That's true.
You go home, you listen to some Three Dog Night, you just cry yourself to sleep on your on your pillow.
Yeah. Three Dog Night.
I'm just saying. I highly doubt high schoolers could name one Three Dog Night song.
You're playing
which
one.
Is kind of ironical because the song's called One.
That's true.
So, anyways. All right. You wanted to talk about something controversial.
No, I said you guys left all the controversial stuff for the morning, and then I get here.
And we're like,
and
hey.
You booted twice, by the way.
Okay.
And then it's are like, you, oh, let's talk about sleeping people.
Are you a sports fan at all?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
no.
Never mind.
Sorry.
Well, never mind. We can't talk about that controversy.
Okay,
you're not a sports person? Come on, you don't want to talk about the NFL?
No, nobody
wants. How Drew Brees is totally getting royally owned by his team, the Saints.
Oh, come on.
How the contract negotiations are pathetic was his quote this last week.
They were pathetic.
He's frustrated, doesn't know if he's going to stay, he's going to stick around.
He never said, I don't know if I'm going to stay.
I don't think he can. How can he? Peyton
How
Manning.
Can he?
Peyton Manning.
What about
him? Yeah, like
Peyton
I said,
I'm not
in the sports. I said that.
If Peyton can go play in Denver.
Why would he choose Denver? No one knows.
I have
that
no
was
clue.
Ridiculous.
Because you can throw the ball farther? Because the air up there?
So can the other quarterbacks. Big deal.
No.
Nah, yeah. It's just Peyton.
I'm just saying. What do you want to talk about?
Me.
Okay, let's talk about you.
Here we go.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about MMA.
Let's talk about your hair again.
Punching people in throats. For Jesus.
Punching people in throats? I've said that before.
Whether or not you think that's acceptable.
I don't know.
We're actually going to have a UFC fighter on the show a week from today.
So we're going to bring you in. And you guys can have the controversy.
You guys can have the on-air fight. That's going down next week, actually. Diego Sanchez.
Versus. That sounds like an MMA name.
Going to be,
Diego Sanchez.
Dude, he won
Diego the
Ultimate
Mauler.
Fighter Season 1.
Yep.
He was all up in it.
That's awesome.
Diego Sanchez, I'm very excited.
That's great.
Local resident and listener of Static Radio going to be on the air hanging out. You said you were going to arm wrestle him.
No, I want to lather up, and I want an Indian leg wrestler.
I got to be honest, he kind of has a beef with you because my kids met him at the Switchfoot Amberlin show you weren't at.
Yes.
And he was really excited to see Amberlin.
In his face!
And the lead singer wasn't there.
So can you say that I've owned him already once?
Ooh.
I'm 1-0. I'm 1-0 versus MMA.
I'm not going to say it. I cannot wait for
I'm
you to say
I'm calling him out right now.
Things.
You know that day that you're in the studio and I don't show up?
It's like WWE all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm going to call him out.
It's going to be incredible. I can't wait because I'm telling you, it's got to be, you have to have that.
Steven, the bird chest Christian versus the Mauler.
Oh, he's actually Diego the Dream Sanchez.
I don't know. That's not.
That's it.
That's not intimidating.
He was Diego the Nightmare Sanchez.
That's
originally.
Awesome.
Gave his life to Christ and said he didn't want to go by the Nightmare anymore because he didn't want that persona, that image. And so
that's rad.
The Dream, because now, you know, living for Christ, he's living the dream. So
that's great, man.
Yeah. So he changed it.
So where are we going to go train MMA?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Tonight.
Tonight, I'm kind of busy tonight. Apparently, I'm changing my hair.
Listen, I'm sticking to it.
If I look like you,
I'm 1 foot closer to God.
Conan O'Brien.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
So yeah, coming right back. We have
speaking of sports and wrestling.
No, let's talk.
I don't want.
Let's talk. I was going to go to a break because it's 9:05. We need to take a break.
I've got to interject this because when else are we going to talk about MMA and sports and fighting and wrestling? Last night. There was a little match that I watched between you and your wife.
You are not going here.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So your wife Chrissy Jeter challenged you to a little wrestling on the PS3. PlayStation.
Yeah.
And to put it in. She's never played before, and you are an understatement is gamer.
Whatever,
a
man.
A gamer is an understatement.
Oh, I can't believe you're doing this.
She owned you. She owned you in video games, wrestling, fighting. I mean, she crushed you.
She did not crush me. No. It was a very close match.
Well, okay. Twice you tried to do your special move, and twice she did her special move.
She reversed it
and smashed you.
I lost to my wife last night at WWE All-Stars. She pinned me.
Yeah.
And then you guys all took photos and posted it on Instagram.
Yes, it was
and
awesome.
Made fun of me.
Your kids were even in there yelling at you how bad you were at this game.
They disavowed me as father.
Awesome.
My wife immediately went into the bedroom and came back out wearing my pants.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that. That's awesome.
It was so awesome. It was brilliant. Static. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
My name is Steve.
Hi.
And I know the Steven here very well.
Stop it right now. Is this who I think it is? Is this?
It's my dad. I'm Steven's dad.
Yeah!
Oh, Dad, this song is for you. I don't know if you can hear it. We're playing Bee Gees in the background for you.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant,
yeah,
sir.
This is great. This is great.
Because he was just mocking and making fun of me because my wife beat me at a video game, and now I have father of on the phone.
That's right.
Steve.
That's I've never done
Steve.
One thing embarrassing in my whole life.
Steve.
So it's fine. Never.
Never. He was perfect.
See? Perfect.
Sir.
Angelic.
Sir.
Angelic-like.
Please, for the love of all things holy.
What do you think you're going to get out?
Please tell me something. That I just need some form of ammunition because right now, let's be honest, he has so much on me, it's ridiculous, and I have nothing.
I'm like Don Draper. I have no past.
His wife loves him so much, she refuses to give any dirt. She won't.
No, there's no dirt.
So,
what in the world can I say?
There's nothing. There's just nothing.
We heard from his sister this morning.
Yep.
Who refused as well? Who did nothing but Ruth called in. Who nothing but love,
lavish
praise upon her brother. And I'm starting to think,
I'm a saint.
Either you guys really believe he's a saint, or you're hoping that he'll finally start helping out with all that Amberlin money.
Oh, man.
We were hoping for a pink Cadillac, but that hasn't materialized.
It hasn't materialized. Yeah.
I'll get you a pink Cadillac, Dad.
You know. Elvis did gave his mother a house.
He didn't know how many gold records Elvis had.
Can I ask you real quick, Steve? What was the first thing that Steven purchased Amberlin money-wise for you when he made it? What was the first thing?
You're talking to the wrong person. I have a very bad
What
memory.
Was the first? Because you
thing,
got
listen,
excited.
I did.
Because you actually have a story.
I did. I got my first check, and I went out and bought one thing for everybody in my family. I bought my dad a brand new barbecue grill.
Did you?
Yes. You did? No, he did. He really did. Really,
I did.
I
spoiled my family.
Really? That's what Amberlin money brings in, a barbecue grill?
Do you know how much Amberlin money is?
Really?
What are you thinking I make?
Grill? I'm just saying.
A barbecue
my
grill.
My kids got me that for Father's Day.
Oh my gosh.
Let's be honest.
You gotta be kidding me. I got a big family, man. I had a lot of stuff to buy.
That's right. We have four children.
I got my mom a whole new brand new silverware set. Nice one.
That's good. That's good.
Thank you. I went around the family and spoiled him. I got him. Yeah.
His mother is very practical, you know.
Yeah.
For her 21st birthday, I bought her a vacuum cleaner that she wanted.
What?
Yep, utilitarian.
We went to Paris. And then when we got home, I bought her a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, come on. That you took Paris. Her to Paris. That's yeah.
Well, I was in the Army. I was only 6 hours away from Paris.
So you didn't take her to Paris. You were in Paris.
Yep.
You were in France. You were there. So that's amazing.
Steven, I don't know. He's always been his energy level has always been extremely high.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
like his hair.
Know,
like his hair.
It's true.
Extremely high.
This is the level of energy. Yeah. You can see it's like a meter. It's like my health meter for you World of Warcraft people.
Yeah.
Now, when he was young, did you know he was going to be an entertainer? Like, did you just know, like, this guy is going to entertain the masses because he's so flamboyant, he dances around everywhere, he's singing songs, and he's, I mean, what did you think he was going to do when he was little?
Well, when he was 17, he was very mission-minded, and he came up to me one day and said, "Dad, just put a backpack on me and drop me out of an airplane in the Amazon."
Wow.
You know, I just want to I want to do something. So he did go to Ukraine for 2 months with YWAM, and that was kind of a turning point in his life. And so he's always been mission minded.
Yeah.
So when he started doing serious music, I wanted him to be a praise and worship leader.
Of course. You know what I mean?
Do the right thing. Be a praise and worship
leader. The right thing.
You know, so, but, and I'll get this short story. I mean, it's a long story, but I'll make it very short. We're standing out in front of a venue in Orlando, and it's loud and noisy and hot. So I come outside, and this is early in their career. And so there's two girls, 16 years old, because it was one of those smaller venues. And one girl says to the other, "What is this? What is Stephen talking about? Jesus and Christmas. What is that all about?" And because Stephen apparently said, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season or something, you know. And so the one girl says, "You don't know the Christmas story?" And the girl said, "No, what is that?" So this girl told her the entire story of how Jesus was born and was raised and was a prophet and, you know, and a rabbi and the Messiah. And then he died and rose again. And the other girl, an American 16-year-old girl, said, "I have never heard that before."
Wow.
And at that moment, I said, after that show, I said, "Stephen, I understand now."
Yeah.
There's got to be somebody out there just saying that basically God is good and there's somebody called Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that, but my goodness, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, after that, I said, "Son, go for it.
You can do whatever. You can prance around in all the skinny girl jeans you want for Jesus."
That's right.
Yeah. I do not remember. In my defense, I don't remember saying Jesus is the reason for a season.
Yes, you did.
Well, you didn't say that. Jesus is Christmas. You know,
that's awesome.
And so she didn't understand what that was.
That's amazing.
That's great.
You know. Anyway, but man. I have his grandmother here with me.
No,
you don't tell you some secrets.
No, there's no secret.
Please
grandma.
Put grandma on. Please,
grandma.
Please.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi.
My grandma
is on the radio.
I'm Bonnie Arnold, and I'm 87 years old.
Oh, that deserves something awesome, I'm telling you. That is incredible. Well, hello, Grandma Arnold. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, honey. I'm fine, yeah.
87 years young now. 87 years young. I want to hear something about Stephen that I don't know.
Grandma.
Please, Grandma.
My.
Please, Grandma.
Know your role, Grandma.
Please, Grandma.
Know your role. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I went to school with him one day, and he had been homeschooled, and he couldn't sit still very good.
That is for sure.
And all at once, I was sitting there, and Stephen just stood up. And the teacher said, "Sit down, Stephen." And he didn't see a thing wrong with standing up.
That's true. I got places to be, Grandma. I got places to be.
Yeah.
Sure. He wanted to be seen, so he got up there, and that's what it.
Yeah. That was
it. Rest
he's always
history.
Been a great boy, I tell you. He's wonderful.
Thanks,
man.
Grandma.
How much Amberlin money did you pay them to call in this morning and say great things about you?
It's just how it is, man.
That's just the way it is. You know, he's always been a great guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
I am so glad you guys called in this morning. It's very rare to get, you know, Grandma on the phone.
Chicks in the mail, Grandma. Chicks in the mail.
Yeah. I'm in Texas. I live in Texas.
Hey, I was born in Texas. I'm a Texan.
Oh, you are?
I was born in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, I know where Lubbock is.
Yeah.
I live in Longview.
Okay, yeah. I know Longview. Longview, Texas. Yeah. That is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's a long way from you.
Yeah.
That is true.
Anyway, I'm glad to talk to you, honey.
Glad to talk to you, ma'am.
Oh, I love everybody, and I love the Lord, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Not anytime soon, Grandma. Not anytime soon here.
You never know. Well, they just have them now. That's going on toward 90, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what, but that is old. But didn't your dad live to about 100, though?
He lived to be 93.
Oh, 93. Close. Wow. So you got a few more years. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, all right.
Love you, Grandma. All right. Have a good day.
Love everybody.
Love you, too. Bye. All right. That was absolutely incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
That made my day.
Man, I love your family.
They're good.
They're good people.
They're really good people.
What happened to you?
I don't know. Apple fell. Somebody kicked the apple farther from the tree.
Amazing.
It should've been.
He's on Amazon right now pricing out barbecue grills.
Another one. The deluxe versions.
Changing all the shipping addresses to his dad and his grandma.
Oh, man. That was amazing. That was amazing. Good. It's Steve-O, Steven, and my dear friend Ray Del Toro in studio. We're going to take a quick break. Coming right back. Got a culture shock, some Death Cab for Cutie on the way back, and some information about some Nacho Libre.
Oh, I'm excited.
One of your favorite movies of all time. I know. We're talking about that right after this. Static Radio. May, Embers, and Envelopes right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Steven. We actually talked to Jacob.
Just a few days ago.
A couple days ago.
Yep.
Drummer from May, currently on
Sleeping
tour with...
Sleeping at Last.
Yeah. I want them to come to Albuquerque so badly. Albuquerque, start supporting good bands, and then they'll actually come to Albuquerque.
Go on your iTunes.
I'm just saying.
Download a bunch of records, then they'll get here.
Is the myth. You know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
We've toured to a few places because our Twitter's blown up.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Went to Brazil.
Really?
Two years ago because... Like every other comment on Twitter is from Brazil. So we just decided, like, we have to go down there.
Does that mean we should start broadcasting in Australia? Because Australia is blowing up right now for us, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
True story.
It is true.
So, to my left, Pastor Ray Del Toro.
Yes.
Hey, man. I know you got a lot of stuff, and I want to talk about this.
Yes.
We were talking about something coming up tomorrow, which is ginormous, man.
Yeah, huge. Yeah. Well, I honestly didn't spearhead this. AJ, the middle school youth pastor here in town, did. And his idea was to do an all-youth citywide baptism.
Okay.
Where we just invite the middle school, high schoolers from all over the city. I think they even emailed a ton of churches saying, hey, if you want, you can come and use our facility. We have a baptismal, like, pool outside. And after service tomorrow night, which would be right about, like, 7:45, 8. And then after the last two services on Sunday, I'll be out there, AJ, Kelly, Bransford, Richard, as well as any other youth pastors who want to come, bring a few students that they, you know, want to profess their faith through baptism and say, listen, I'm going to be all in for Jesus. And so the event's called, I believe, All In. That's what's on our website.
Right.
And we're just going to, you know, encourage those students to say, listen, we want you to make that statement saying it's not just about me, you know, oh, I'm a Christian or I go to church or I go to youth group, but I'm all in and I'm all about this and my life's going to be identified by Jesus and I'm going to signify that by in front of all my friends that I'm inviting and my family that I'm bringing and the people that are watching that I'm going to stand for Jesus and I'm going to be all in for him and do that by baptism. You know, that's just being obedient to what scripture says.
It's amazing.
So I'm excited about it. We've never done an all, like just youth. Usually we just, you know, as a pastor on staff, we'll go out and we'll baptize people who are on, you know, after church on Sundays, but we've never done one just for the high schoolers. And so even a few weeks ago, I was like, hey, how many of you guys have never been baptized? And I was surprised about the core kids in our group.
Right.
They're like, I've never. And it's like, I want to baptize you. You know, that's,
so are you doing it in the fountain out here?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It fills up. It fills up. And like water gets warm. Oh, it's great.
It's like warm water?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get baptized again.
I just want to get in. I just want to hang out.
Talking about rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Just hang out.
So it's Saturday, or it's...
You can come to service 6:30 and then get baptized afterward. You can bring your family, your friends, let them, you know, take pictures, see you, witness it. Or if you want and you're from another church or you just want to get baptized or maybe you're a youth pastor and thinking, man, I have a couple kids I'd want to take.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night or after the 9:30 or after 11:15 service on Sunday, just bring them by. Let's do it. Let's show these kids that, you know, we're all about showing them that we just want to be submerged in the Spirit and, you know, signifying being washed clean. And so that's going on.
Cool.
Other thing has to do with water as well. Actually, it's the ocean. It's a lot dirtier than our baptism.
I want to do this so badly. This is, see, outdoorsy, man. We got to do this.
This is adventurous.
You may be on tour.
Surf camp. We're calling it.
$350
$350
Good night in the morning.
A week in California. everything.
It's true, though.
Everything included. Nick Crespo's going to go out with a small team, man. I think. He'll be teaching a couple of sessions, or one or two, maybe.
Okay.
Kelly's going to lead up the high school group. I'm
Kelly
not going to go. Kelly.
That's
Kelly
awesome.
Bransford, Mitch's
Kelly
husband.
Kelly Bransford, the guy that you're always talking
about.
I was
trying to get a lot of people to go.
Sorry. Kelly Slater, really? People would go because Kelly Slater's there?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. She's kind of getting up there in age, right? When was Saved by the Bell? Long time ago. Wait, her name was Kelly Slater?
What are you talking about?
Who's Kelly Slater?
What is wrong with you?
I was thinking of Kelly and Slater from
Saved by the Bell.
Why
are you adding two names together? You're funny.
You go. You just go.
No, he's $350. It's awesome.
It's pretty incredible.
It's incredible.
It is awesome. I'm actually excited. Or if you're listening, you're like, I don't have a high schooler, and you're turning down the radio because you don't like my voice anyway, you can go to verticalabq.org, yeah. And there's an option, hopefully by the end of the week, meaning today. Or tomorrow,
yeah.
We'll have an option up that you can sponsor a student. You can pay for half the trip, the whole trip, whatever, and say, hey, I want to send a high school student or young college-age student to go. You can pay for that, make it happen. $350, that's cheap, and it's life-changing. It'll be all about Bible study, fellowship, friendship, and then obviously the ocean,
learning
surf lessons. Yeah, all that fun stuff is included. So I'm excited about that. And verticalabq.org, all the latest events. We got barbecues coming up. We have a giant slip and slide coming up for all the upcoming freshmen.
Nice.
Like, huge slip and slide we're putting together, which
now you
fun.
Guys are awesome. Gonna lay it down and check for sprinkler heads first, right?
Yes.
Because I gotta be honest, I hated the slip and slide because when I was a kid, dude, I got railed by a sprinkler head that somebody had to look out for.
We had an accident with one of our friends. It was probably like a 75, 80 foot slip and slide down a hill. Yeah, huge. Down a hill. We just got like plastic for landscaping.
So you're going pretty quick.
It was in the middle of the night. We had buckets of soap and water. And we just, and he flew and he hurt himself in ways that we can't really describe right now.
Yeah. I'm being schooled in the arts of slip and slide and surfing
and
at the
surfing
same
time. Yeah.
Just for those who, listening in who just want to punch Steve-O in the, the neck.
I live in the desert, man. Why am I supposed to know Kelly Slater's an 11-time world surfing
champ? Yeah, he's only the greatest surfer of all time.
No, he is not. Keanu Reeves is the greatest surfer of all time. Point break, bro.
Booty.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you.
Anyway.
I'm telling you.
For all the surfers out there going to surf, I'm sorry. On behalf of Steve-O.
Just saying, not man. Just saying, bro.
But slots are filling up quick. We're excited about it. I know you guys like to joke around a lot, so I just got to get my points.
There you go, man. Booyah. There it is. VerticalABQ.org.
You got it.
For the
details.
You're
always welcome to come. Mm-hmm. You want to get baptized. You want to go to surf camp. You want to see a slip and slide. You want to party like it's on sale for whatever.
What?
I don't care.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's a wrestling match.
Static, good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys could play Collapsing by Demon Hunter.
Can do, because this break is collapsing on itself right now. So that would be perfect. Thank you for the call. Nate Heitzig just accosted you.
Yes, very
much. What was that about?
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
That's all I could say.
Wow.
I just got like three kidney punches. That was
That would be so awesome on the webcam if you're just watching. You're kind of bored. You're kind of just glancing over there and suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah,
my
that was
knee
awesome.
Hit my face.
Wow.
Well,
you're bleeding.
VerticalABQ.org. I am gonna go hurt somebody.
Okay.
So
have at it.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Looks like you're crying, dude.
Yeah. Be okay.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what? We're about to make a phone call. We have to make a phone call real quick, and it may help you because
we're gonna call Kelly Slater.
We're not calling Kelly Slater, but we're gonna be calling somebody. We gotta call somebody real quick who apparently can help us with our problems by not beating people up.
Okay.
I hear tell that our dear friend Ricky from Jackson's Gym actually is wanting to. Yeah. Static.
Hello. You know what? You do need to get slapped. There's a lot of things going on. First of all, Buck's gonna start, and then I'm gonna continue. Buck.
Wow.
When you drop the Saved by the Bell reference when you're talking about the greatest surfer of all time.
Second greatest surfer of all time.
I know.
It doesn't matter.
Keanu Reeves.
It doesn't matter.
Johnny Utah, number 9.
Okay, yeah.
Johnny Utah.
You just called him Bodie. You didn't call him Johnny Utah a second ago. You're like,
no.
Bodie, yeah.
Bodie is Patrick Swayze's character, and I was quoting him saying, I am an FBI agent. Johnny Utah, number 9. That's why I wore number 9 in high school for baseball. I'm just saying.
I think Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine is probably a better surfer than Keanu Reeves.
I'm not sure.
I think anyone is a better surfer than Keanu Reeves.
Ray Del Toro, thank you for joining us. I just want to say. So.
And also, Ricky's here.
Ricky!
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. We can barely. Are you in front of a mic, or are you like in the corner of the room? Like, what is going on?
It's the edge. They can't afford 3 mics.
Oh, that's right. Do you guys want to borrow a mic? Because we have like 4 mics in here. We have a pretty nice studio over here.
4 mics in a closet.
Yeah.
Easy.
So. Yeah.
Buddy, can you hear me now?
Hey! Welcome to the show.
Hey, well, said 4 mics in a closet. That was
good.
Awesome.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Hanging out with you guys over there.
Right now. To my left is Jesse Lesko, actually about to talk about some Nacho Libre action going down on Sunday night. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with your buddy that plays in the band that you wanted to come train at?
Yeah, this is to my right. This would be Steven from Amberlin.
Big fan, man. You're the guy with the blue hair, right? And Everybody Talks is the name of the song?
Yes, that's me. That is totally me.
It is?
Yes.
Sweet. Big fan, man.
Everybody talks. That's what I do. I prance around. I also wear sequins dresses.
Yes.
On random occasions.
On stage.
Sweet.
Yep.
The other song you guys sing is what? Like Breathe or something like that?
Breathe into you, yes.
That's not it.
I sing every breath you take.
Every breath you, yeah.
I'm just kidding, Steve. I was an Amberlin. I'm actually a fan.
That's awesome, because I was just about to challenge you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you one more insult, and I was about to say, let's get into a cage.
Yeah.
Bring it on, woman.
He just pulled off his glove. I thought he was going to, like, slap the face.
It was time for a duel.
Yeah.
It is time.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
I would, you know what, in an alternate universe, I would love to challenge you. Because I would love to just walk up, slap you, just start trying to run away in a cage. Just start, keep running.
See how far you can get.
Just see how far I can get.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, whenever you're ready to come in, buddy, Steve-O's been calling my phone like 16 times a day.
I have.
So is he going to go to the fitness academy, or is he going to go to... I'll take him down to the other one. I'll let him slap somebody. And
hone
him back in and bring him into the other academy.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to do... you remember when you did that video with Andre and John, where he says you should recreate that with Steven from Amberlin, where he holds the kicking pad for Andre Arlovsky.
Oh, yeah, right.
Gnarly leg kick and knocks you across the ring.
Here's what I would like to see, because Steven doesn't know a whole lot. You don't know a lot of the UFC fighters. And so I would love to see Lil Jon Dodson get in the octagon with him, because, you know, Lil Jon's he's shorter. He's a smaller weight class, and I would love to see Steven at least have some form of confidence.
Wait, there's no confidence. He could do anything. I'm not naive. It's just the whole, like, I just want to slap a dude and start running.
I got in the octagon with Jon Dodson, and he got my legs and swung me around like a cartoon character.
Wow.
And proceeded to beat the crap out of me.
Wow.
It was amazing.
I'm glad you're on the Lil Jon wagon now, and you're off of the Rashad wagon.
Wow, how that
Jackson's actually defeated Rashad.
Because this is a big enough wagon. We can't all, like, hang out in the same covered wagon.
You know this or not, Ricky, but he works for a Christian station, and he has to love everybody.
Oh, I actually don't. I don't have to. I don't have to.
Really?
Yeah.
The level of love that you had for Rashad was just a little alarming.
Oh, wow.
And not inappropriately.
Wow.
The guy who defected from Albuquerque.
Wow, that's true.
Wow. You know, maybe it's because Rashad was awesome enough to let us film with him and hang out. And I'm pretty sure, I've been asking for a long time about this other guy. Johnny Bones Jones, right?
Your brother in Christ, John Jones.
Yeah, the one that's way too busy for the Christian station. Yes. So, yeah.
He came in and did the show with us. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
no,
you know.
This is for everybody. You know, I feel like everybody should go train at an MMA gym. I mean, I think that it's a great workout. But also, me and Steve were reading on the air the other day about this guy who trained MMA.
Yep.
This guy comes in with a gun in the middle of the night to rob his family.
Yep.
And the dude.
Took him out.
Choked him out.
Yep.
Choked him out, and the guy just kept apologizing. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
So after I heard that story, I was like, I'm going to go train at an MMA gym.
Yep.
I'm going to do it.
Yep. I heard that story.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
It was.
I mean, I want to get to the point where I'm that cocky that the guy has a gun at the bottom of my bed pointing at me, and I'm just kind of like, no, here's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to choke you out now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Steve, are you living with Steve-O? Because I can see you guys in the bunk beds, like, in the living room.
Oh,
no.
Wow. No.
I don't know where you're staying. I know that you're here for a while. I was just asking a question.
No, dude is defected to Albuquerque. Like, he has moved here. He actually has a place.
Florida. Why would he come to Albuquerque?
Yeah,
out of everywhere.
Whatever, Nashville, Florida, same damn thing.
I wake up at 5:30 a.m. and asking myself the same question every day.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
Whatever. He loves it here. You can be honest. It's okay. You can say how much you love Albuquerque.
One of these days, I'm just going to show up at the Edge in the Morning Show and just go there and then just call you, just be like, well...
I'm over here now. Why not? Most people defect from this show over there, so, I mean, you know, whatever.
Well, they're moving on up.
Steven, you've seen, you know, the difference. I mean, you've
been here.
We've got plenty of room for you. I mean, you're not going to be sitting face-to-face with your co-host.
Just because I haven't sold out to beer money, man, okay? All right? Oh, we can't afford much, but we do have integrity.
Oh, my God. Insane.
You drink wine?
box wine.
Hey,
box
wine. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you.
I miss you guys.
You know what's awesome is that everybody talks about coming to Albuquerque, right? Why did they come there? But everybody there is like, I want to leave. But there's a lot of talented people that come to Albuquerque.
Yeah, I love it here.
And that's why, you know, Jackson's being here and all the different guys we're talking about. We picked up another UFC guy, and then another guy got signed, and then Steven from Red. And
dude, there's like a whole nation beneath us that wants to come to Albuquerque.
I cannot believe that. Unbelievable.
Neon trees.
Wow. You guys are fantastic.
Hey, Steven, what's your favorite Mexican restaurant so far?
Taco Cabana. Because here's why I love it, okay? Here's why I love it. Because you can eat it, and you don't have to eat for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
It just stays with you like a good friend.
So
it's just
heavy.
Like hanging out. Like, do I got to eat? No, I had Taco Cabana 3 days ago. I'm good.
Food poisoning. It's
like
24 hours.
It's like survivalist food. You know what I'm saying? Drop me off in Antarctica with like three tacos, and I'm good for a year.
Yeah. Yep. Truth.
But it's good. I'm not going to lie. It's good.
Oh, awesome. All right, guys. Well, we love you.
We love you, too. Ricky, I promise we'll get down there.
Hey, just call me like 10 more times a day and we're good.
Okay, hey, you know what? It just shows how much I love you. Thank you for totally ever responding to me.
Hey, everybody talks, buddy.
Everybody talks. Oh, my God.
And with that.
See ya.
Yeah, we'll see you guys later.
Man.
Buck, Dex, Baxter. And our dear friend Ricky.
My Lord.
Jackson's.
I just got had.
I don't even know.
In the industry, that's called being had.
I don't even know where to go from here. So I'm going to turn left, and I'm going to look at my dear friend Jesse Lesko. Because we've been talking, we're talking about MMA, and we're talking about wrestling and whatnot, and you guys are doing something
Mexican
on Sunday
food.
Night. Yeah.
About Mexican food
and wrestling, and it all ties in together on Sunday night with you, my friend.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
You know. Everybody is a little probably exhausted, especially if you've been in school this semester. You're weary. You hate your professors.
Worn out.
You're just feeling tired.
Yeah.
So you should come celebrate with us at the Lobo Theater and watch Nacho Libre for free. And it's Nacho y Nacho.
Nacho?
Because there's going to be free nachos as you watch Nacho.
There you go. So you guys are offering free nachos. And you're going to watch Nacho on the big screen.
On the big screen, a huge screen.
And then you're going to ask everybody to stay and clean up all of their mess that they just left in the Lobo Theater.
Nope, I'm going to clean it up. Me and my crew.
All right.
We'll clean up after you. It's a free event. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I love it. Nachos y Nachos.
Yeah.
Nachos y Nacho?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Sunday night, what time does it get going?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yep. I heard Steven over there.
Yeah.
Pretty big fan of...
Of Nacho Libre.
I liked it better than Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I did. I thought it was awesome.
Me too.
I don't know what that means. Like, is that a
scale?
Because
they both came out at the same time.
And they're the same director.
Same director. Yeah.
Nerd film, same director.
Yeah.
So I was a bigger fan of Nachos. Thank you. See?
It's a great movie. I mean,
they're correlated.
You got to love orphans. You gotta love when, like,
widows.
He throws that corn in that guy's eye.
It's biblical, man.
It's biblical.
It's biblical.
All biblical.
Wow.
Better. I love it.
Amazing.
So good.
Yeah, it's a free event, though.
Yeah, I mean, free event. It's going
free,
down.
You can't beat that. Then it's for me.
And I didn't see Nacho on the big screen, so this is an exciting opportunity to actually catch a Nacho on the big screen.
Now's your chance.
Yeah, the Lobo Theater, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Details online?
Yeah.
Somewhere?
There's details at calvaryabq.org.
That's right.
events or just calvaryabq.org.
Yeah, you can check it out. I love the poster that you guys have.
Thanks.
I've seen flyers downtown. We were in the Knob Hill area. I saw posters.
Yeah, we put up posters. Yeah. We do that.
Yeah, that's good.
We're the real deal.
You got it going. Got it going on. So yeah, Nacho Libre and nachos. Free nachos and free showing of Nacho Libre on the big screen this Sunday at 7 p.m. You realize it's going to be jam-packed, right?
It better be.
Yeah. So I recommend getting there early so that you're not in the front rows looking like with that craned neck. Ugh. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I have to sit in the middle or towards the back even. I can't do the front areas when going to the movies. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
Yeah. Get there early.
What movie did I see? I saw The Hunger Games like that. It was terrifying.
I would
especially
have
walked
that
out. Camera's all...
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Can I be honest? I didn't see The Hunger Games.
That's
I read
too bad.
The book.
You're
I read the book.
You're missing out. You should see it.
Am I?
But yeah.
He read the book.
I read the book, so I'm way more hipster than you.
I listened to the audiobook.
Best of both worlds.
You know, if I'm going to get entertained, I'm not going to work for it.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
That's true. Yeah,
it was crazy. It was a 13-hour drive. I drove all the way from Albuquerque to St. Louis without taking any breaks with anybody. It was me and Katniss. We were rolling.
Are you serious?
I did.
How can you do... I can't do road trips and books on tape because I'll fall asleep,
I usually fall asleep at the wheel and die, but man,
it was
Katniss,
so
we were
interesting.
Just rolling.
Wow. Wow. This is happening. All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming right back. More of Steve-O. That'd be me. More of Steven.
That'd be me.
That's right. We got Jesse Lesko in here and, yeah, Nacho y Nachos. Or Nachos y Nacho. Or whatever.
You pick. Your choice.
You get free nachos. You get a free screening of Nacho Libre on the big screen. And it's this Sunday night, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater. All the details at calvaryabq.org.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip Heitzig.
That would be the Make song called Fever. Our dear friend Jeff.
Good
right
dude.
There.
Got a fever.
We should call him. We should call him next week.
Fever.
Next week we will call him during the Static 500.
That's fine.
Former lead singer frontman of Number One Gun and currently rocking that project.
Yes. He was on Aaron Rodgers, the football player.
Yeah.
His label.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Aaron Rodgers has a label?
Yes, he does.
What?
He has a record label.
That is the most random thing you've said since you've been here, I think.
How is that random? Aaron Rodgers loves good music.
Okay. I
music.
Love Chinese food. I don't own a Chinese restaurant.
But you
yes,
could.
But
it's
you
America.
Could if you are a multi-gazillionaire, if you are a Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl,
yeah.
awesome,
no,
best
true.
Quarterback in the league right now.
If I had a gajillion dollars and didn't care about losing money, I'd probably own a comic shop, actually.
Well, there you go. So what do you... That's the like same difference.
Coffee and comics.
Steve-O, chase your dream.
I'm just saying.
You only live once, Steve-O.
It would be a comic shop slash coffee house.
You have but one life.
And it'd
Soon
be called
passed.
Java the Hutt.
Oh.
Wow, gotcha. I see what you
Anyone?
Did there.
Anyone?
Oh.
No. I can't believe you just pushed your own butt. You can't do that.
I
should
just
be
did.
This.
I think Star Wars was a movie, not a comic.
But it's nerddom, okay?
Nerddom, that is
Who
nerddom.
Wouldn't want to go to Java the Hutt?
That's true.
All right? There's
yep.
coffee there. There's the Hutt. Yep. There are Sith Lords. Yep. And you can buy your comic books.
We should Google it. I bet it's already been done.
Yeah, that would suck.
You know, not to self-brag, but I'm going to self-brag.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers has Amber Lynn on his playlist before he goes out.
Are you
games.
Serious?
Yeah.
Is that why the Packers are so good right now?
Yep.
That's why he won the MVP award?
He just tweeted about it like yesterday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are
why don't you
serious?
Just like play
Aaron
some
Rogers.
Of your own music right now?
Why? Hey, I'm going to go. Can I call in my own show and request?
Why can't we have Aaron Rodgers for the Static 500?
No.
Why?
No thanks.
Why?
How? Dude, that guy
He's
has...
He's a football player.
Okay. On a celebrity scale, I'm about a 2%.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers is about a 99%, let's just say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
In
that's
sportsdom,
just,
though?
In worlddom.
Okay.
Worlddom.
Worlddom.
Yep. I'm just... That, you can't do that to your friends. You can't, you know...
Right up next to the Queen of England.
You know? I hear you.
He's
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
But that's to you because you're a football guy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Watch
that's
this.
True.
Here. I'm going to put somebody on the spot right now.
Okay.
You should get one of those rolly phones in here. That'd be cool.
Hello?
President
hey.
Obama?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who's Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know.
And there it is. Thank you, Mitch.
Yep.
All right. thought I'd call a female specimen and ask her who Aaron Rodgers is. You don't know who Aaron Rodgers is?
You don't know who Aaron Rodgers is?
Nate doesn't know who Aaron, okay?
Serious.
2 out of 5 people don't know who Aaron Rodgers is.
Call Chrissy. Call your wife.
Okay.
Jesse, you know who Aaron Rodgers is?
Chrissy's going to know.
I'll be honest. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is. I'm sorry.
What is this world coming to?
Dude.
Are you serious right now?
All these crazy hipster kids, we don't watch
hipster
football.
That,
we don't watch football. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I know what Tebow is. That's
you know
it.
What Tebow is, but you don't know what Aaron Rodgers is.
Tebow time!
This is a pathetic world.
It's a pathetic world.
Hi, this is Christy.
Oh, no,
I want to leave message.
She's in the program.
I already hung up.
Awesome. Sorry. I already hung up. She's in a program right
but
now.
But I heard that Tim Tebow listens to Jesus on his playlist before he goes out and plays. So.
Jesus never recorded
Aaron
an
Rodgers
album.
Aaron Rodgers is a Christian.
No, Jesus has talked to him directly.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow.
This is a sad world that I live in. I would be embarrassed for you because you consider these your friends. I'm embarrassed for you, not for them. This is for you.
Can I tell you a pretty great tweet I read about Tim Tebow a little while ago?
Absolutely.
All right. It was, no, Tim, when there was only one set of footprints in the sand, I was carrying Peyton.
Oh, poor. That's just.
It made me pretty happy. Because I hate that poem, man.
Yeah.
Every middle-aged woman has that in a bathroom.
Footprints.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
This is true.
I thought he was talking about Peyton Manning. I was like, what? Every middle-aged woman has a poster of Peyton Manning.
Yeah. No, your family, you guys, like, bleed orange. You guys are like Bronco fans.
I don't believe you. I'm sorry, but you just called out Peyton Manning and Tebow, and you don't know who Aaron Rodgers is?
Yeah, I
don't believe
it. I probably heard his name before.
AFC.
Man, I read the news every day, the daily on my iPad, but I always skip the sports section.
The quarterback for the Super Bowl.
I skip the sports
winning.
Section.
Come here. Come on in here.
Okay.
We're gonna end with this. Get in here. 2.0. She does our hip-hop program on Friday night, Surge.
Oh, which I found good rap this morning.
He did. Alert.
Alert.
Loved Alert.
I liked Alert.
Sounds like I'm
step, step up to the mic
me.
And forgive my coffee breath, because we've been drinking coffee all morning. Come on up here.
Okay.
Who's Aaron Rodgers?
Somebody from football.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Do you know what he does or who he is at all?
Well, I heard you guys a minute ago. And I don't like the Packers.
But you know that he's a quarterback for the Packers.
Yes.
Okay.
From name, listening to us.
Name 3 football players in the NFL. Go.
Why?
What do you mean why? I'm just curious.
Okay.
Any.
Okay. So Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, and Tim Tebow.
Yeah! So you're right. On a scale of celebrity dumb.
Yes.
I guess.
Thank you.
Just like this conversation is dumb.
Absolutely.
There it is.
There you go.
There you have it.
Nacho y Nacho, Sunday night, 7 p.m. at the Lobo Theater.
Free.
Free.
With nachos.
Free nachos. Free nacho libre. Thank you.
Free good times.
Free good times. Wow. I think I've seen that scribbled in a bathroom somewhere.
Oh, God.
Free childcare.
Oh, there's free childcare. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Free night.
Dude, that's it. The parent in the room, that's the most important aspect of that right there. Free childcare.
Free childcare.
For Nacho y Nacho.
Watch your kids. Well, you watch Jack Black be an idiot.
Yeah, there it is. I love it. All right. And with that, we're out. Another week in the books, my friend.
It was good.
Yeah. If you missed this week, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can podcast our show. Our show. Yeah. And then prepare for next week. We've got a huge Static 500 coming up where we need your support. We need your money.
That is true.
So that we can continue the ministry and talk the lead singer of a really, really famous band into moving here.
Good luck. You spell 0000.